B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning. Thought I'd help you wake up.
It's 6 a.m. and you're listening to The John Kincaid Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
And we begin The John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It is an absolutely beautiful Friday morning. I don't know how cold it is back home, but I can tell you it's absolutely a gorgeous morning here at Tampa Joe's in Tampa, Florida. They got some, like, sort of those, like, high-end glass tiki torch things going. But, and I am the only one who wore shorts today. And I'm shocked. Jamie Lynch wears shorts, honestly, till they're carving the freaking turkey. And we're in Florida, and Jamie wears long pants and flip-flops.
Yeah.
He couldn't wait to get back into the flip-flops, but the long pants. Jamie, you're the last one to give up on shorts in the entire show.
Yeah, we're outside today, so I just wanted to make sure I was covered. my feet can breathe. I'm happy. I'm in heaven right now.
He is absolutely loving it. Bob Cooney, how are you this morning?
Feeling great. Well, the waitress last night when we went to get something to eat in our hotel,
she roasted you guys.
Was making fun of our paleness. So I wore long sleeves and long pants just so she has me scared to death. I'm going to, like, burn to death.
You guys got bullied then.
She bullied us a little bit.
You arrive in Tampa, big bad Philly people arrive in Tampa and start getting bullied by the waitress?
She said, you guys are from the Northeast, huh? And we said, oh, you can tell by our accents? And she goes, no, I can tell because you're so damn pale.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. The third member of the show, of the crew here that we throw to, Pat Egan is just arriving now thanks to Angel.
Way to go, Angel.
Angel was the MVP this morning.
Saved us.
Because every single person had to, you know, sort of bring something along. I had to bring the cover for the table that will be used tomorrow for the tailgate.
I had koozies.
Bob brought Cooney's koozies. Are they Cooney's koozies?
Nah, they're 97.5
the Fanatic. They're 97.5
the
Fanatic koozies.
Yeah, we're good.
Jamie, what'd you have to bring? You had to bring
some banners.
You brought those banners
that
you had to carry cumbersomely on the plane.
Yeah.
And then Pat had to bring the YouTube camera.
They tasked the biggest idiot, the biggest jagaloon with bringing the most important crap. You guys get banners and you get tablecloths.
The heavy stuff.
We don't actually need.
The cumbersome heavy stuff we carry.
And, you know, Chris,
you carried the convenient, easy, small thing.
It wasn't convenient. It wasn't. And I knew this was going to happen.
How big is what you brought?
It's an iPad.
I could have brought that.
Why didn't you?
I'll trade you that.
Because I
took the biggest thing. I was the foxhole guy and took the most cumbersome big thing.
Thoughts and prayers for John who had to bring a tablecloth. Look, the reality is... You know, engineering, they had to bring, what, headsets? Like, that's the real problem here. Engineering should have brought us all engineering stuff.
So now you're going to blame...
Whoa.
You're going to blame Grussman.
Yes, I absolutely will.
For you forgetting what you... Jamie, did you forget what you were supposed to
do? No, I didn't. Banner's right over there.
The fact is, this is like Matt Rhule sitting there and talking about how bad of a quarterback he has. And, wait, Matt, you're the one who got this quarterback. Like, you have no one to blame but yourself. So really... Engineering and the bosses who tasked me, like the biggest
you
idiot on the show.
You think that's the problem?
Yeah, no one to blame but yourself.
Blame the executive.
I'm not proud of this moment. I'm going to be honest with you.
Hey, we are live from Tampa Joe's Restaurant and Sports Bar today from 6 to 10. We'll get the YouTube camera up and running. And we'll be here tomorrow afternoon, too, for a Birds pep rally starting at 3 p.m. And we thank our friend Vince and PhillySportsTrips.com. If you want to find out more about the event tomorrow or be part of the tailgate on Sunday, you can do that and travel with the pros. It's all being made possible by Hooters because nothing goes better with football than Hooters wings. And our friends at Philly Pretzel Factory, don't forget the party tray. But my friends at the Park Sportsbook app said, wait a minute, whoa. You guys are heading down to Tampa for the biggest Eagles game of the year so far? Well, the show today being presented by our friends at the Park Sportsbook app. You can bet the playoffs with the best. The first bet is risk-free. You got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm like getting on the plane yesterday, and I'm getting texts like, Parks is here. Parks wants to make the trip. I'm like, well, they're closing the boarding door. We got to get Parks on right now. Get them on in. So we appreciate them jumping in here on the show. As we get started today, we always start. We don't make you sit around and wait for our predictions on the game. We get down to business with it early on. I am completely convinced that there are two things that we will not see on Sunday. A lopsided blowout by Tampa, and most certainly a lopsided blowout in favor of the Eagles. Those are the two things that I know I won't see. I already placed a wager on the Eagles plus 5.5 points in the first half of the game. I can see the game being tied or even the Eagles leading at half or the Eagles being down by just a little. If they dominate with a run game in time of possession, and by the way, the weather forecast has changed for Tampa. We'll get you more of that as the day goes along. But I also worry about bad weather affecting Jalen throwing the ball, which already isn't a strength of his. I worry about our backs handling the ball in RPO scenarios. I think it'll be a fourth quarter game. At halftime, we will be believing it can happen. But I think in the end, the Eagles will play a much better game than they played last time with Tampa. But the score will look worse. I'll say 34-23 Tampa. Let's go, Bobby.
Yeah, I do feel confident that the Eagles are going to keep this a close game and keep it an interesting game throughout most of it. The hard part is with injury, with Miles Sanders, we'll see what happens. Slippery ball, maybe a slippery field to begin with. Having a hand probably wrapped up, that doesn't really bode well for that. Tampa Bay's getting some key members back from injury. That's not going to bode well for the Eagles. It looks like Fournette's a go with that hamstring. I just think it'll be a close game. Brady might get them out scoring early a little bit, but I think the Eagles will keep it as we've been saying all week, a puncher's chance. But yeah, Tampa Bay's just going to be, to me, too strong in the fourth quarter. I have them winning 30-21.
Okay, so sort of similar storyline.
Yeah.
But not. Jamie, do you have anything that you'd say has convinced you that the Eagles could win this game? Let's hear yours.
I wish I could.
Wishing doesn't. This is real life, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm not going to project false optimism here. I do think the Bucs are going to win 32-24. I think Vegas is really good. I think it's going to fall right around that number. It could go either way. I hope the Eagles' running game and Miles Sanders. I wish we knew his status a little bit better. I hope if he's okay, I think it's going to be a really hard fought game. Jordan Howard, I think, was struggling last time we saw him. If Boston Scott, he's been great. But, you know, in the middle, in between the tackles, it's tough running against Tampa. So they got to get to the outside. They're going to need probably a home run play from the running game. But I do think it's going to be hard fought. I think Jalen will play okay, not great, because of the weather conditions. And, you know, I think they're going to be in it, and it's going to be hard fought. And I think they're going to come up just short.
What's the score?
32-24. Right on the number.
So we're all saying, though, that the game is more lopsided, like as far as it's going to look worse on the scoreboard than the 28-22 looked when they lost by 6 earlier this year. But we're all thinking it'll be a better game.
Yeah, I think the Eagles will hang a little bit. My biggest worry is Brady getting that quick start. And if he comes out and goes downfield, that's deflating. Like, we can look at it and say, okay, it's only a one-score game. The Eagles can still run the ball and try to dominate the clock and all. But if a guy like Tom Brady, if a defending Super Bowl champion like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, come out and impose their will, like, first offensive series and go right down the field, we know as fans how deflating it is. It's also deflating to players. So they can't allow that to happen. It's my biggest fear that it might not happen just once, but maybe a couple of times in the first quarter.
All right, so I say Pat for last because I'm wondering if Pat can be the ray of sunshine. Maybe somebody is going to predict that the Eagles will win this game.
If he doesn't, I like them even more because four of us all being on the same side of things.
Absolutely, Jamie. Yes.
So we're all on the same side of things?
Let's call it what it is. This has not been a good football prediction season for yours truly. It's been rough. So be happy, Eagles fans, because I do think they lose this game. Everything you guys said. Look, it's Brady in the playoffs. I think they really took the foot off the gas the first time they played the Eagles. They were up 28-7. I think they could kind of coast it after that. I think it's going to be a really good learning experience for both Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and the core of the youth of this team. But in the end, it's too experienced of a Tampa team. So I like them 35-20.
Okay, I placed all my wagers on the game before going on my Parks Sportsbook app. I made sure, especially with them taking over the show today. I did first half, Eagles getting 5.5. Do I cash or not? Like right now, would you feel comfortable going to your sportsbook app and putting that bet down? 5.5.
I'm more nervous about the first half than I am the second.
You're more nervous about
a slow start. Yeah. You know, down the stretch, they beat teams, but there was a couple bad first halves.
Sure.
And I don't know what the reasoning is for that. You know, in Washington, they kind of got away from the run even still and kind of went heavy pass attack. I don't know, but a slow start, it concerns me.
I'm with Jamie on that. Look,
so that number doesn't look good to you? Like, you guys would shy away from that?
I don't love it, because if I'm Tom Brady in Tampa Bay and I know I'm going up against the best running team in the league, getting a lead on them quickly negates that. That means they have to put the ball up in the air at some point to try to play catch-up. So I think Tom Brady's really it's probably in his head, all right, we got to get out to a quick start, get a quick lead. If they want to run the ball and take time off the clock, so be it. We're sitting at 10-0, 14-0, whatever it may be. I think that's probably the main focus of Tom Brady going in, is to get a quick start.
Put the foot on the throat early, yeah, and then make the Eagles play catch-up.
I think the question, though, is if that happens, does Nick Sirianni abandon the run completely? Because earlier in the season, he was abandoning the run, and he could start to throw, you know, nonstop, 50 times a game, whatever it was. But towards the end, even when they struggled in the first half, which they did a lot of those games, he continued to run the ball and stick to his game plan, and eventually it paid dividends and it worked out. I do worry that because the playoffs are a different beast, he might feel the pressure that if Brady does go out there, scores on the first drive, then all of a sudden he goes, all right, we got to catch up. We can't run the ball. We gotta answer right back immediately, and that's not the path to success.
Let's hope that that doesn't happen. I bet the over 23.5 for the first half. Knowing that the Eagles have had slow starts,
yeah,
and believing that this game is going to be better. The one thing that I didn't like last night watching the local Tampa news was the...
You watched the local Tampa news?
I did. I watched it because I wanted to see the local weatherman for Sunday. I wanted to see what they were going to say about Sunday.
Okay.
And he said...
There are apps
first,
for that.
He said... yeah, but you see, though, the apps, then you get apps like Coach's app, which sucks.
The weather bug.
Coach uses that one, which is Fugazi. Didn't even see a snowstorm coming. Like 12 hours before it was coming, his app said, oh, it doesn't say snow on my app. I said, they just saw Adam Joseph doing it, like a Broadway show about the snow that's coming here.
So what you're saying is Coach knows stuff, just not
except
weather.
Except weather. I wouldn't trust him. And the weatherman said last night he had a mustache. I don't really trust weathermen with mustaches.
Oh, I'd say a mustache is more trustworthy.
No, I don't believe it.
Barker
believe
has a mustache. Yeah. No, he's a weatherman.
I said weathermen with mustaches.
My gosh, the most trustworthy man of all.
The weatherman with a mustache, always a little shaky to me. But he said that by the end of the second quarter, he could see it being dry.
Yeah, that's what, well, the lady that waited on us last night at the
her
hotel.
Name is Amy.
Was she the one that was harassing you?
Yes, she was calling us pale. She said that it looks like it's going to be a quick hitter. It'll be in and maybe done by the first quarter. And
not the waitress.
Shines.
Oh, okay.
No.
The weather. Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that that's clear. We've got that set up. My gosh. You guys getting harassed by the waitress is really...
We knew her for all of about 7 minutes before she just called us all basically the palest people she knew.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are a bit... You guys are a bit more on the pale side.
All right, we're not.
Every one of you.
We're not tan.
All of you. Wait. I'm living in Philadelphia in January, and I am most certainly not.
We're not the extras in the movie Powder or Twilight. I mean, come on.
I'm Irish, and I live in the Northeast. Yeah. Yes, I'm pale.
I'm Scottish or Irish or whatever I am, and I live
you're
in the Northeast.
Than us, John.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, but what does Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley do? The tanning?
Oh, the perineum tanning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We all know. Why are you judging? The health benefits to me have been great.
Yeah, look at you.
It's very sticking my posterior into the air, though, and positioning it towards the sun is not always fun. Hey, Bradford White Water Heaters always brings you the 6 o'clock hour of the John Kincaid Show. Bradford White is here for the pro. It was awesome pulling up to Tampa Joe's this morning. And I said, I know Tampa well from when my brother was living here. And I said, I don't recognize this place. It used to be a Boston pizzeria. So obviously they fumigated the place, redid it, and it's gorgeous. This place is absolutely fantastic. And if you're from Philly and you haven't taken your trip down yet, and you're coming down and you want to hang out with us tomorrow, the pep rally begins at 3 o'clock here at Tampa Joe's. This place is gorgeous, and this is a spectacular patio.
I would have a lot of drinks out on this patio.
I may.
Good outdoor TVs, Bob, fire tables. Oh, yeah.
This Bob, there is no... I do not... I know that... There, I was getting the scoop from the guys at the front desk that Tampa bars are, I guess they close them really early now or whatever. I don't know if that's for whatever reason. It's sort of like they roll up the streets. But I believe it, that there's nothing to say that it can't be a Beers with Bob edition. I don't think.
Absolutely.
I saw it. Nobody's guarding the taps. I did the reconnaissance. Nobody is guarding the taps here at Tampa Joe's. I think that's an oversight on management's part. I'm not throwing stones, but I'm just saying is there's nobody, and I could do the old, you know, distract over here, create the distraction.
It's even a little early for Beers with Bob, John, I will admit. But an Irish coffee with Bob sure as hell might happen in the near future.
There's a Starbucks across the parking lot, and Grossman was so upset that I didn't. He's like, I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
That's
now they do have iced tea there.
Never took a hit.
No, I'm not getting addicted to that stuff. I look at all you guys. You're miserable. Some days, I got to tell you, you're miserable. Till you have your coffee, you will be like, I got to have it. I don't know how many times in a year I have heard, just get me my coffee. I got to have my coffee. Just give me my coffee.
Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Let me have my coffee. I guess I don't understand that since I don't. Partake.
I mean, I probably drink like 70 ounces a day. So, yeah, it's pretty vital. It's pretty vital to me.
Yeah, but you always come in. You are Mary Sunshine.
Yeah.
You always come in the same way.
I just need my coffee.
No, yeah. He needs an hour to wake up.
Oh, no, he does. Yeah, no. Yeah, but he's never.
He's never miserable.
No,
that's
Pat.
I need an hour. I'm not.
Pat is miserable.
Not today, you're not. No,
Pat,
when you are miserable,
today.
Miserable.
No, you were around 5:20, you were.
Around 5:25.
About 5:20, you were miserable.
I tried to hug you the other day, and you almost beat me up.
So we hope everybody is going to come down here and hang out with us. It'll be an absolutely great time, and we look forward to having you come and join us. This is a beautiful spot. We're going to have a great, great time. Philly Sports Trips is going to put on a great party, and we will really enjoy ourselves here in beautiful Tampa. There are it's so weird is that everybody's looking at the Eagles as the cute story, though. And getting to watch a little bit of the ESPN coverage from last night and then going online and saying, it's the Eagles are the cute story. But people are very attracted to the story. And it seems like Jalen Hurts has a little bit of a rock star type quality going on where people are very, very intrigued as to what he's the storyline the national media is watching for. I consider that a blessing and a curse.
It's funny you say that because the first preview that I read when we got on the plane yesterday, the first words were, don't sleep on Philadelphia. I thought, oh, wow, look at this. And then the more national stories that I looked at, it was kind of kind of the theme that we've had since the beginning of the week, John, and that was puncher's chance, and it doesn't look like they'll win, but certainly don't count them out. It's like I said before, when you get to a playoff and you have a heavy underdog, national media will look at the underdogs of games and find the one that they say, hey, might not win, but this could be the feel-good story. It appears that the Eagles are just that right now. I don't think anybody really nationally at all, and the four of us, think that they're going to pull this game out, but people certainly think that they're going to give Tom Brady a little bit of run for his money.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't think Tampa's pumped that Philly's coming in. I think there's probably, maybe some other teams they'd rather have faced. I read the Tim McManus profile yesterday on Jalen Hurts on ESPN. Great piece by Tim, if you haven't read it yet. It had me inspired. I mean, Jalen Hurts and his motivation and determination in making himself into a franchise quarterback is pretty admirable. And I would imagine if it fires me up as a fan of the team reading it, I would imagine his teammates feed off of that in a big way. So, there is something special to this team. They're young, they're building, they're veterans, but they're young at the same time. It's a good mix, and Jalen Hurts got a great opportunity to really stamp his arrival in the NFL this weekend.
Pat's sort of laughing at all of us, though, in the long run, because our trip made possible by Hooters, and we appreciate the folks at Hooters. Nothing goes better with football than your Hooters wings. And Philly Pretzel Factory. And so then what does Pat slap down on the table.
I saw that. I was hoping he had
That's
more.
That's an alpha move, Jamie.
Pat brings Pat smuggles across state lines. I don't know what's going on. I just lost it in my ear there. That across state lines, Pat smuggles in a Philly pretzel.
Yeah.
So you brought one down here.
You got more?
You brought one for the whole class? You went to Catholic school.
I brought two.
Ooh.
Okay, can we split one, and then you have the other one?
I don't think he's in a sharing mood today. It doesn't look like it.
I thought engineering was bringing the pretzels. Like, what are we doing? What did this man bring?
Rustman brought everything that keeps us on the air.
What's funny is the one thing I did remember was the pretzel. Did I remember the most important thing, the YouTube camera? No, I don't remember that. What did I remember, though? The fine function.
And your lock alone.
Yeah, I remember the
and
lock
alone. He did remember.
And your new Buzz Lightyear bag.
Jamie, you played college sports, right?
Yeah, lower level, but yeah.
He's an athlete.
Could you get back and forth to a Starbucks during a commercial break?
Wait, where? Well, let's put my contacts in.
It's
so
in
I
this
can
parking
see it
lot.
Now.
You can see it.
Oh, absolutely you could.
Well, the tough part's running with coffee on the way back. That's not happening.
I know Pat could.
I don't think so. No. I don't think he could make it because of the weight.
No, this is what you guys are going to do. Like,
we're going to make you run. Yeah.
This is like when you like.
We'll time you starting
now.
Exactly.
If you run over there and make it in time, I'll bring the camera on this weekend.
No, he already said he's going to bring the camera.
All right, yeah, you're taking it.
And this is the last time we need it. Yeah.
And you got the tablecloth.
No, I mean, I'll do a penance for forgetting the camera. If you guys want me to run over,
I want to see if he can make it.
Let me just check to make sure the check cleared today from the good folks at.
No,
Beasley.
I'll give you my card. It'll be on me. If you do the flying, I'll do the buying.
Yes. How about that?
All right.
Whatever.
We'll see if he can make
it. You guys want me off the show?
But if you don't make it,
no. If you don't make it, then it's just like another little delay.
Sports takes
so it could work.
Coffee.
We will be bringing you in all morning long. Your opportunity to share in some of the fun and frivolity. If you're in the Tampa area and you're one of the people who streams the show every day, we appreciate that, and we hope that you'll come on by Tampa Joe's and hang out with us. Today's show presented by our friends with the Parks Sportsbook app, and I was smart enough, Parks, to get all my bets in, and it was, I got stared down by that one mean flight attendant. She's a little mean. Not her. Her supervisor.
Her supervisor
was not nice.
Oh.
She was not nice.
Well, what did you do?
Not to me. She told the lady next to me, she goes, I believe I told you about that bag.
Wow.
And I was like, the farter? Oh.
I was going to politely bring it up. You just throw out the fart.
I was saving that story, but we'll get to that coming up.
It wasn't on the show sheet.
So I got all my bets in on the Park Sportsbook app before we push back from the gate. I was afraid because she looked at me with my phone out. I'm like, airplane mode, no. Hey, bet the playoffs with the best. The first bet will be risk-free up to $500. You got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, we have a lot coming your way today. But the other wild card games have some interesting angles. And in the linchpin, Jamie wonders if it's good enough. Not the first time he's heard that. It's the John Kincaid Show. We are live in Tampa, and we hope that you will come on by and see us. We look forward to having everybody be a part of the action this weekend. We're going to have a great, great time. Should be a lot of fun. And so everybody that wants to be a part of the show, we hope that you will find a way to come on by and make sure that you can join in the action. We're here. We're kissing babies, meeting people, which is great. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Playoff time is the best time, and the Park Sportsbook app allows you to get that risk-free bet of up to $500. And the best part is, as long as you're in the state of Pennsylvania and you're 21, you got the app right in the palm of your hand. Don't miss any of the playoff action this weekend. They call it Super Wild Card Weekend. 6 games are waiting for you. And it's not just betting spreads and over-unders. You got opportunities to bet individual player performances and more. Are you believing that it is going to be a great, great day for Miles Sanders? Well, if you do, bet it. If you think Jalen Hurts is going to throw the football a lot better than the experts do, then bet it. The same game parlays are a way that you can cash in a major way. And the Park Sportsbook could give you a $500 risk-free bet. Use my promo code Kincaid. Get that risk-free bet refunded and site credit should you lose. But I'm telling you, you seem smart to me. I think you're going to win. It's the best in the business. The Park Sportsbook app, you got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And we appreciate, we've even got some people that are here, the,
yes,
here
awesome.
Watching along with us.
Seth, what's up, brother?
For them. We hope, I hope Mike from Quantico is listening this morning, too, on the app. Mike streams this every day from Quantico. I don't know if he's a bigwig, if he's, like, maybe investigating us right now. Hopefully, he's just keeping us safe. But Mike down in Quantico, Virginia, his dad has shown up. He said, the reason I knew you guys are going to be here is because Mike streams the show every day. Mike, we love you. That's great. Keep streaming the show. Everybody realize, no matter what part of the country you live in, you've got 97.5 The Fanatic right in the palm of your hand with the 97.5 The Fanatic app. You can listen anytime you wish, and we greatly appreciate you. Today's show being taken over by our friends at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. They are my sportsbook app of choice. And yesterday, honestly, I'm getting on the plane, and Parks is like, we are not letting you go to Tampa without being a part of this show and being down there. We're glad to be here, and we love the Park Sportsbook, and we appreciate them being a part of everything we've got going on today. I know Denzel wanted to check in from West Philadelphia. He was born and raised there, I believe. Denzel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning.
Hey, man. Good morning. I definitely was born and raised there.
Where were you born and raised in West Philly? Tell me where.
55th and Haverford.
All right. I just met a fine gentleman from 52nd and Market, so you guys are almost cousins.
Yeah, I didn't know anyone was from 52nd Market, but
there you go.
But yeah, what I wanted to call about is pretty much the Eagles. I've always been a Jalen Hurts supporter. I know his limitations. We don't gotta keep going on and on about that. Everyone, you know, but I always liked his attitude. The attitude he brought into the game. His leadership. I watched him in college a lot. Like he was, of course, he was with Alabama,
right. Sure.
And even when he, hello,
go on.
Hello? Oh, my fault. Yeah, even when he got like benched for Tua, which was told to be a better prospect at the time. He still had his head up high when he needed to come in the game. He still came in the game. He didn't like. I know a lot of like athletes like Carson Wentz did when he got drafted. When he had some competition, whatever the case may be, just well, like a baby. Speaking of Carson Wentz, I love
that. What
about
the game this weekend, though? Tell me about the game this weekend we're talking about.
The game this weekend, I am a little bit more optimistic. I understand the line. I understand that it's not like it's looking at a long shot. I think the last time, I think their score was 21-24. I know they say made it more. I think that was the score, right?
Yeah, 28-22. 28-22,
right.
28-7. Remember, it was 28-7.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. But
home, so.
They also had a lot more weapons in the defense. It wasn't, and the offense was horrendous. The defense wasn't, I think Tom Brady completed like 80% of his passes.
It's a long shot, Denzel. It's a long shot, but as we talked about, it's a long and winding road to try to beat Tom Brady. You need a lot of things to go your way.
You need a hell of a lot of things to go your way. And yeah, are the Eagles helped out a little bit with the injuries, especially that the offense has now incurred for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Godwin being out? Fournette is coming back, but that is a hamstring. And we all know hamstrings, especially with running backs. You don't know. He might get 3 or 4 carries under his belt and start feeling it again.
Sure.
So we'll see how that plays out. Antonio Brown had 9 catches against the Eagles in the first meeting. That can't be overlooked. Mike Evans was shut down by Darius Slay. He did a really, really good job. I believe when Slay was covering him, he had 3 catches for 20-some yards. So
I'll take that all day long.
All day. And so it comes back to what we talked about yesterday, I think, John, is that can you contain Gronk in some way? Can the safety pin for Tom Brady, which is Gronkowski, can you somehow limit him and his effectiveness?
Hey, reminder, we're going to be live from Tampa Joe's again tomorrow. The pep rally is going to be tomorrow here at Tampa Joe's. So you're going to want to come on by and be a part of that. Check out our friends at Philly Sports Trips for all the details on that. We look forward to being back here. This is just a spectacular place. And there's tons of spots. They're putting up a tent out in the parking lot, too. so everything will be great. I think they're more worried about that for Sunday, where it could be half a game now with rain is what it seems to look like. So you could be talking about a first half and then a second half. I think that helps, though, because Jamie Bob was saying, you know, you worry about Tom Brady getting off to that fast start and going for the jugular. If the bad weather is early, then maybe that delays Tom being able to do an air attack on you.
It could. It very well could. I mean, he is a human.
Is he?
He's not. Maybe.
Because I don't see any wrinkles. I don't see any wrinkles or anything.
Yeah, he's not perfect all the time. So, you know, it's possible for sure. I hope the Eagles just... I hope they control the clock in the first half.
That'd be great.
Because I feel like Brady gets... He gets annoyed not being on the field. And if you can play any sort of mental game where he has to worry about, oh, I need to capitalize on this possession because we're only going to get 7 or 8 of these in a game. You know, just anything you can do to just annoy him. And I think time of possession would be the biggest annoyance.
You know, every Football Friday on the Fanatic is brought to you by Pump Man Philly.
Pump!
Pump, 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 pump. If you need a new water pump expert for your facility, contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. So,
I think Grussman experienced the Pump Man shout outs in Vegas.
He did.
He didn't like him there either.
He finds us. Grussman finds us very annoying.
Oh yeah, Grussman finds life annoying. So I don't take it personally.
Grussman is used to the life of hanging out with Peter and Stan.
Grussman was
and their show. Where, like, when you show up, you know, you got the Path of Rose Petals, and there's a fully catered breakfast, and people are there to give you back massages. So you're not used to working with us on the other end of the building.
You want a piece of press?
So much hate.
No, we love Peter and Stan. They just, it's the, you know, the ship is a little lopsided sometimes. Sometimes we feel like
they're in Philly, we're in Tampa.
Oh, that is the truth.
Like,
yeah. But Grussman's with us. But he's upset.
I'm not upset.
I'm pretty sure they'd want to trade.
Is that your happy face, Grussman?
This is my only face.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Resting Grussman face.
Yes.
Yeah, Grussman was done with me the first broadcast I ever worked with him, and that was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I, and that,
what it, did it, you it, do?
I woke up
just
and breathed.
Being Pat.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand a little bit then. You've got PTSD. Pat.
He's actually my favorite engineer to work with, though. So what is
that? Oh, well, engineers, he's the only one they send to us.
What does that tell you about the rest of them?
Grussman is—he was told you need to show some improvement this year. We need to see you need to go the extra mile. And he goes, we're going to put you with the Kincaid Show wherever they go. So you got to come with.
Pretty
us.
Much.
I actually like the fact that he like won't hang out with us.
I
respect it.
I think he's in witness protection.
I respect it. Yeah. I didn't come here to hang out with you guys.
So Bob, when he gets here this morning, says, hey, we were looking for you last night, but you were nowhere to be found. I'm like, well, you didn't try very hard because I was watching BattleBots in my room.
Wait a minute.
You were watching BattleBots?
Wait a minute. Scott Farrell? Is that the Farrell show he used to host?
I don't know. It's Chris Rose and
okay.
I mean, it's still a thing.
BattleBots is still on?
Yeah, it's new, too.
It's new. Wow. Yeah, he's all into it.
Oh my God.
I just realized that I am going to live out a lifelong dream in the next 2 days. I am going to be sitting at a bar like we're doing right now, and I'm going to watch the sun rise right over here. And then tomorrow we're going to be sitting here for the tailgate party, or for the pregame party, and I'm going to be sitting here watching the sun set right over there. So I'll be at a bar for a sunrise and a sunset.
And the
That's
same
a
bar.
Lifelong goal of mine, Pat.
Wait, you've never done that before?
I don't think I've ever been in a bar for a sunrise.
Now that shocks me.
Yeah.
If one of us had been in a bar at sunrise, I would have thought you on some St. Paddy's Day on the road.
You would have found your way to do that.
So, hey, remember too, you may not always need a new water heater, but when you do, choose our friends at Bradford White, because Bradford White is here for the pro. In the linchpin, Jamie wonders whether this is good enough.
This is the linchpin.
Yeah, so this I was taking my notes for the show yesterday in the airport bar where I do some of my best thinking.
Yeah, you really do.
Uh-huh.
Really,
and the bartender, it was a guy named David at the Chickies in the C terminal. And we sat down. He's like, oh, you guys are going to Tampa. And we're like, yeah. He was like, you know, anything can happen, man. Anything can happen. The Giants did it. And I was like, yeah, man, the Ravens did it. He's like a wild card team that gets hot, 3 road games. They can do it. Anything can happen. This is why you get in the playoffs. And he was such a breath of fresh air. I started wondering, is this running game good enough to carry them? You know, forget just this one game. Is this a good enough formula for them to get hot with? It could be. Now, look, I'm not going to blow smoke up your you-know-what and tell you this is a Super Bowl run, but I don't think anybody wants to face this running attack in this offensive line right now. You know, those teams probably had some great defenses, that Giants defense, that Ravens defense. Joe Flacco went on the road three times and won in really tough environments. They had a good formula. I don't think the Eagles have that defense, but I wonder if the running attack is enough to carry them.
Tell me a team in the modern era that's won with the run.
I got it right. Well, I mean, you got to go back.
You might win a game.
Yeah.
You might be able to have it as a component. The only team that's going to win with a run is if the defense,
that
I think, has got to be dominant.
And that's my concern. That's what I keep coming back to. But David at the airport, you know, was filling
fantastic.
Me with grand thoughts of, all right, maybe they can, man. I don't know.
You guys are sitting there hyping each other up over craft fries. Yeah.
Me and Jamie started chest bumping each other. Yes!
We're going to do it. We're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, we met Pat at the airport. Pat, one of our listeners, came over and said hello to us, too. And it's just like, I'm like, what do you think? I think everybody has the same answer. Well, what do you think? Well, if they could keep it close.
Yeah.
If they can.
Just respectable.
Yeah, and I think it's hard to believe that appears to be what everybody in Philadelphia will be fine with on Sunday night around 5 o'clock. If they play a really, really good game and show out well, then everybody, this offseason is going to be off. I mean, people are going to go nuts thinking about all the ways next year could be the next step. There's no expectations.
No. It's a huge weekend for Jonathan Gannon and the defense because, yeah, they're not the same team that faced off against Brady earlier in the year. But I still have my concerns about what great quarterbacks can do to his defense. So I'm most intrigued to see how the defense attacks this weekend. You know, the old saying, if you get Brady off his spot, blah, 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 they got to find a way to hit him, which hasn't been easy for them to do a lot of games. And they also have to probably come up with a turnover or two.
Well, that's the thing. They've averaged less than a turnover a game.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Jamie had a key word in there. He said how the defense attacks. Like, that can't be understated. They have to attack. We talked about it before. They have to do something different. Okay, Jonathan Gannon, when he plays these good quarterbacks, and Jamie's been on it all year, when he plays these good quarterbacks, he seems to back up and say, okay, just don't beat me long. Just, you know, you can jab me, but don't knock me out. Sorry, you got to leave yourself open to get knocked out, I think, in this game a little bit because you're going to have to take some chances.
But, Pat, that's where I disagree a little bit with Bob because the fact is playing that strategy kept Tom Brady in the 20s. And if the Eagles are going to win this game, Tom Brady can't be in the 30s.
I think Tom Brady kept himself in the 20s, I'd argue.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think that when they got up 28-7, they just coasted. You can't convince me otherwise. And I think you are going to have to take the chances. Like, I'm a huge MMA fan, and there was a guy, Habib, who was probably the greatest of all time. And Dustin Poirier, when he fought him, said, I'm going to have to take some chances and put myself in risky situations in order to win. I can't play it safe. The Eagles are going to have to do the same thing. Like, you're playing the greatest of all time, the defending champions, the team that's been there before. You're going to have to take some risks, bring different blitzes and looks, and live with the consequences.
Yeah, and you know what, John? You bring up a good point. Yeah, they did keep them in the 20s. You're absolutely right, and maybe that was the goal, whatever. But you have to win this game. You know, in the regular season, it's all right. If we give him the 20s, maybe we can outscore. Yeah. No, you have to outscore him.
Right.
So you're going to have to maybe try to score off of him. You're going to have to try. You have to, like I said yesterday, you not only can you not turn the ball over, I need two turnovers from Tampa if I think the Eagles are really going to win this game.
Hey, DuckDuckGo is going to protect your privacy for free if you're fed up with companies selling your data. DuckDuckGo is on it. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Pat Egan said yesterday that he needed DuckDuckGo. You've said that some ad came up on your social media.
Silver Stomach
from
or something, right?
Silver Stomach.
From a place.
Yeah, that we were talking about on the show.
Yes.
Silver Stomach.
And not only was it an ad for what we were talking, the company, it was literally an ad for the company regarding the product that you had purchased.
For Adam Schefter,
which
they never got.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm trying to track that thing down. That little weasel, Mike Greenberg.
Oh, no.
I am on it, and I can tell
wow.
you this. I'm telling you this. Every year I had the pleasure of meeting Mike Greenberg for the first time. Dory from the Little Mermaid.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
All the people.
I have a feeling I was tipped off that Greeny's staff.
Oh, no.
May have enjoyed the cheesesteaks that I sent to Adam Schefter. And I got to tell you, that would extra annoy me. And I am trying to get a confirmation of this, but a member of Greeny's team reportedly put a tweet out about enjoying Philly cheesesteaks. And didn't say where they were from or anything. And I'm telling you, if Mike Greenberg ate the cheesesteaks that I set up there, this is war.
What an M. Night Shyamalan twist that would be, huh?
That would really be.
I mean, your enemy ends up enjoying your
cheese.
That would
really be. Oh, Greeny's not an enemy. He's back and better than ever. Every day, back and better than ever. Hey, bet the playoffs with the best, the Park Sportsbook app. Download it now. You got to be in Pennsylvania. I see everybody in Tampa here grabbing their phones. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. And if you have a gambling problem, I invite you to call 1-800-GAMBLER to make sure that you get that checked out. The local news teams are sending over the chopper to take
that?
A look at us at Tampa Joe's here, which is very, very nice, too.
It's gorgeous.
It is beautiful here.
Sun's coming up.
It's awesome. I'm in shorts. I'm a happy camper. How about Michael in Washington Township joining us on the Fanatic? Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, John and Kincaid. I don't know if you remember this past summer I met you at a Phillies game, the one where it was very hot. We were in the Diamond Club together.
Absolutely. Michael, how are you, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, I'm up here in Jersey right now, right outside of Philadelphia. You saw all week the energy. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do Sunday. I'm like,
what do you mean,
I know what I'm
going to
do. I got to do what I did Super Bowl 52.
What did you do that day? Explain to us.
I was at my grandparents' house with, my entire family. And I'm like, you know what? I got to get my entire family back down at my grandparents' house.
That would be a great idea. And it's a good way to know
whether. I got to do the best I can.
And it's a good way to know the family members that you can really count on, or the ones that are the people that'll hurt you at the most important times of your life.
It's doing your part.
So you try to assemble that family, Michael. Get them right back. Can you get them in the same spots, same seats? Has grandpa or grandpa changed the furniture or anything?
They didn't. I don't believe. Maybe
they probably haven't changed the furniture since '85. But I mean, look, you, Michael, you call us back on Monday if they win, and I want to know that you were a part of doing that. And I appreciate it, buddy. It was good to meet you. Met him in the Diamond Club that afternoon. I was there with Vince Pellegrini.
I remember that, yeah.
Vince Pellegrini, fine Vince.
And the Diamond Club does not suck.
No, the Diamond Club was really nice when it was like 100 degrees.
Yeah,
especially. I think it was like 102 heat index that day.
You know what's funny, man? He brings up something that's probably not unique to Philly fans, but I feel like you probably will see it more in Philly fans, is the superstitious nature of the playoffs.
Do you have any?
I do, yeah. The Super Bowl run, I watched the movie Miracle before every single playoff game, and now before every playoff game, I watch the movie Miracle for whatever reason.
If they lose Sunday and you did that, does that end that?
No, I do it before every playoff game now. Because I started doing it.
Okay.
And it wasn't like I made a conscious effort to watch the movie. It just happened to be on. I watched the whole thing, and they beat Atlanta, and then I watched the next week.
So Sunday morning,
Sunday morning, I'm watching Miracle.
I say we all meet in your room and watch it together.
On my iPad? Say absolutely not.
With our pants on. Anyway.
That's the deal.
So, but I remember a caller called up, and I forget his name, but he before the Super Bowl, he mentioned how they were watching the game with their uncle's chair. Like, their uncle had passed away.
Right.
And they were all going to go to, I think, like their grandmother's house or their mother's house, something. But they didn't want to. The person hosting the party didn't think that they should bring the chair. So they called up, maybe it was Anthony, but they called up Anthony or whatever show he had on and said, what do I do? Like, do I bring the chair?
Yes.
Sure enough, they brought the chair. They bullied her into it. And look what happened. Like, that's the reason
that
they
won
Super Bowl 52.
Now, do they lug that chair around again?
See, I don't know, but. But it was like the father's chair. He had passed away. Big Eagles fan. They brought the jersey, the chair. And it's just something that I love about the city of Philadelphia is the superstitious nature of him calling up and going, yeah, I got to figure out how I'm going to get all my family members back in the same room.
Well, I'm worried about something, Bob, that you're worried about something. Because you are the person on this show who is the least likely. Bob is always the person who says to me, because I sometimes will be like, I'm worried about every single possible thing. I am plan B guy, plan C guy. Bob's worried about something with Sunday's game. You're never worried. This bothers me.
Yeah, it's going pretty deep here, but see if you can follow me along because I'm not that smart. So with Tampa's defense, John, you brought it up yesterday. How about they haven't been doing that well against the run as of late? And some more stats that we saw this yesterday. 5.3 yards per carry when teams run outside on Tampa. Outside. Oh. Up the middle, they are really good. But outside, they're not. So if you're looking to bounce the ball outside on the run, you think of Miles Sanders and his stutter steps and getting outside. That worries me a little bit. That means the ball's in his hand a little bit more. We talked about it. When he stutter steps, a lot of times it becomes 2nd and 11, 2nd and 12. And that doesn't bode well. The way the Eagles have been running the ball really well, and then if you get Jordan Howard in the game, is up the middle. Is quick, you know, handoffs and boom, there you go. And when Miles Sanders came back early in the season from injury, and John, you had said it, you said, I don't want him stutter-stepping. He really didn't
do it
much.
He did a great job.
And it worked really well, but most of those plays were up the middle. If he's thinking of bouncing outside, he's got padding on his hand, you might have a wet field. Him handling the ball a little bit longer if he's looking to bounce, it just makes me a little nervous on this run game.
I got a great thing for you, though. When Jalen Hurts gets the majority of his yards, and I saw this on NFL Network the other day, around 70% of his rushing yards are outside the tackles.
Jalen Hurts, absolutely.
So Jalen Hurts might have better opportunities to turn a second and nine into a third and two.
Yeah, and maybe Nick Sirianni looks to do something different where he's, now this will be hard again, if Miles Sanders has that hand all taped up, pitching the ball to get outside or doing things like that, going under center and having run sprints to the outside on handoffs. But they have to look, that's where they have to look to go, is to the outside. So keep an eye on that this weekend.
Remember that thanks to our friends at Hooters, nothing goes better with football than Hooters Wings and Philly Pretzel Factory. We are here in beautiful Tampa, and it is gorgeous. It is really nice. The sun has not come up yet.
It's getting there.
But it is getting there. And Bob's going to see a sunrise in a bar. I would have bet that.
Well, there's not a lot of bars that stay open all night.
Would have loved that. Be able to see that going on. And we look forward to having you join us all morning long. You can jump in with us, too, from time to time if you wish at 610-632-0975. And remember, today's show brought to you by the spectacular Park Sportsbook app. I got all my bets in because I knew I had to be in Pennsylvania, and I am 21. Your first bet is risk-free up to $500. You will absolutely love it. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. So much to come, and in the 7 o'clock hour, I just want to tell you that there's going to be a bit of an issue. It's the best part of this Birds game. We'll get to it next. John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. You know, if you own a home, you need a trusted HVAC company that is going to make sure that you are warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And if you don't know if your HVAC system is on its last legs or not, you think it's having some problems, call H&H Heating and Air Conditioning. H&H Heating and Air Conditioning, you find them on the web at delcohvac.com. They are my people. They are the best. And right now, they will give you an estimate on a new system with rebates up to $1,500 or 0% financing for 18 months for qualified buyers. H&H are awesome people. And when you see Delco HVAC, it's how you contact them. But please, remember, if you're in Chester County, Montgomery County, South Jersey, or Delaware, they are waiting to serve you too. I trust these guys. They got 24 hours a day, 7 day a week emergency service available for you. But why don't you have your system checked out before it breaks down? You're going to love it. Check out DelcoHVAC.com and see for yourself why the Kincaids chose H&H Heating and Air Conditioning to be our trusted source. Go to DelcoHVAC.com and tell them that I sent you, please.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's 7 in the morning, and it is in gorgeous Tampa, Florida. We're trying to bring the warmth to you. I don't know if warmth comes through the radio, but it is beautiful. We got Vince from Philly Sports Trips walking around in short-sleeve shirts. I mean, the party is going to be going on here at Tampa Joe's. We have so many people getting out and knowing that they're going to come here hang out with us tomorrow. We're even going to do a live broadcast tomorrow from 3 to 5. The management said, is there any way you guys are working on Saturday? And I said, absolutely we're working on Saturday. Cuz is going to be working on Saturday from 12 to 3. He's going to be at the Park Sportsbook out with our friends from Parks who are taking over today's show. So Cuz will do a show from 12 to 3 at Parks, and then we will come to you live from Tampa Joe's and hang out with us as we do the Birds Pep Rally with our friends from Philly Sports Trips tomorrow.
They actually thought they were getting the Philly Fanatic. They're a little disappointed.
They did?
Yeah.
Did you tell them that maybe something else? Maybe Pat? We can find a costume. We can find a costume for you.
No problem.
There are costume shops.
Sure.
See, Grossman's smiling and laughing now. Yeah,
whatever you guys.
Love it.
Whatever's best for the show.
Okay, 7 o'clock Grossman, much better than 6 o'clock Grossman. As far as just lively, friendly.
Grossman
nature.
Hits his stride at 10 a.m.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right when the show's over.
So I finally got everything working. So
now
I'm
you
not
feel a little bit better.
Now, yeah.
Okay, Pat, you're going to have to log back into that because that 22-digit passcode.
You got to block
it. What is it with Grossman's computers?
It's not him.
Oh, it's not?
I think it's an engineering edict, but every computer at the station or laptop has the most convoluted password because they're trying to keep ISIS out.
Because ISIS wants us.
Yeah, if ISIS gets the computer, they you know, you can allow them to get on the call screener.
They're often referred to as the Langley of Beasley Media.
Absolutely.
Hey, so we're live from Tampa Joe's Restaurant and Sports Bar.
Good crowd, John.
It is. Really, it's great to see.
Awesome. Just met some great guys.
Yeah. And we want to thank our friends from Hooters for bringing us down here today. Nothing goes better with football than Hooters Wings. And our friends at Philly Pretzel Factory, don't forget the party tray. How do you know it's 7 a.m.? Because Pat was like, here, you want some of my pretzel? Pat, see, it's 7 a.m. It's like there's everything turns. Grossman laughs. Pat's all smiley and sharing.
Me and Bob are hugging.
It's unbelievable. We get to it here.
It's playoff week. The pretzels just taste better.
It really does. It is great to see people coming on out. We look forward to seeing you all morning here. You want to know the best part of the Birds playoff game this weekend? And it is the best part for me. Tom Brady cannot possibly rip my heart out this weekend. In a year where I had zero expectations and a true understanding that this was supposed to be a rebuild season. Hell, I thought they'd win 6 games. So what do I know? This was supposed to be a launching off point season. So my entire feeling, I have no angst. It's just excitement. I've got a deep sense of wonder. I was sitting there last night reviewing the show sheet, getting everything together, and I'm saying to myself, what if Monday morning we're doing a show preparing for the Eagles to go to Green Bay? So it's all about dreaming. It's all about positivity. Usually a playoff week. We have never worked together during a playoff week. When the Eagles are in a playoff week with expectations, I feel angst. I feel the stomach flips. I feel anxiousness from Tuesday. I don't feel any of that, but I am glad that I haven't talked myself into saying, well, I think they're winning now. I like to try to keep it rational, but I figured out enough ways I believe that this can be a four-quarter battle. That's good enough for me at this point, at this year, in this time, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to see the reaction of people. Will they be happy just to be there after the game's over? If it's a close loss, it's okay to be, oh, they could have done this, they could have done that. If it's a blowout, I wonder if this reactive town is just, they need this, they need that. I wonder what the reaction's going to be. I agree with you, John. We're not going to do the house money thing. But I agree with you. We didn't expect to be here. It's a great feeling to have. We talked about it in the middle of the season, leading up to a playoff game the week of it. It's been spectacular. We're here in Tampa. What more could we ask for? I don't think that there's a scenario where fans should be upset in the form of things need to change all that much, but it'll happen. We're a reactive town. If they lose a close game, a lot of people, and maybe rightfully so, will say, damn it, they should have won that game. Or if they get blown out, they need so much to fix. This shows what all they need. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we've already had meetings about it, and Jamie, honestly, your work, your heavy lifting begins. You know, we don't count on you much all year long to really carry the show.
Really good spot to host.
But yeah, and that's not this year, man. Yeah. Especially with them in the playoffs with 3 first round picks. You adore the draft. I mean, I'm ready for all that draft talk. I'm ready for all that building talk. But a critical part of it is going to be Sunday, at least looking that they look like there's something positive to build off of.
Yeah, I think a lot of the reaction is going to come down to the optics of the game. I mean, does Tom Brady complete 82% of his passes again? Is he just picking apart, you know, the underbelly of the defense in the middle of the field? And does TJ Edwards look like a competent linebacker like he has the last 9 weeks of the season? You know, those types of things are going to, I think, gauge how people react. Also, like Bob said, if they lose a close one by a field goal, what the hell was Sirianni doing on fourth and three from his own?
I hope we had that.
You know, like that type of stuff.
I don't want to see them lose a game that way.
Because that means we're back.
That means we're back.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I think a lot of it's just going to be how this looks. If they get blown out, people will probably be miserable because it is playoffs and it's real. And, yeah, we beat Brady and it's not going to hurt as much anymore. But if he has his way with the Eagles' defense, I think it's going to lead to some frustration.
It's funny, John, that you mentioned how you don't have any stress because of the fact that we really don't know what this team is. And I think the reason why people are okay with just keeping it close and having that mentality, as long as we keep it close and respectable, is because the fact is they got into the playoffs, and a lot of people, and kind of myself included, think it's because of the schedule, because of who they played. They lucked out with some of the quarterbacks. So how good are they really? If they keep it close and respectable with the Bucs, then it tells you, no, they're legit. And I think right now, going into the playoffs, I don't know how many people out there think they are a legit team as compared to, like, a team that lucked into it. But if they keep it close, then there's really no argument. If they get blown out, it's like, well, they kind of, to quote Denny Green, they are who we thought they were, you know?
Let's see what Freddie in Atlanta has to say. Freddie, welcome to the John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic. Good morning, Freddie.
Yo, good morning, John. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on this morning?
Hey, not much, man. I used to listen to you a little bit down here.
Thank you.
Probably the only reason I listen to Atlanta Sports Talk.
I appreciate it.
But, so I haven't called in since we won the Super Bowl, and I was calling in when we played the Falcons, and I'm just trying to keep my stereotype alive here.
You're very, very low. We can't hear you very well, but appreciate
that. Hold on, can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little better. Yeah, there you go.
A little better? All right, cool. Yeah, what I was saying is I haven't called in since the 2017 run, so I'm trying to keep the superstition alive here. But, honestly, man, I think if Sirianni doesn't get cute and we just, you know, basic game plan, run the ball, do what we do best, I think we got a good chance.
It's a launching-off point. It's a launching-off point. And, Freddie, be careful, because they're predicting a snowstorm and a snow ice event is coming through Atlanta on Sunday.
But what does the weather box
say? That will cripple that town. We may not hear from them. Olivia's graduation may be canceled in May because it's going to snow like an inch or an inch and a half.
They don't handle snow well, do they?
No, they don't handle adversity well. Atlanta does not handle
adversity.
They get
an inch
well,
and it shuts down pretty much, right?
Well, the thing is that there's no
snow
infrastructure
right
to be able to do it. And they've never said to themselves, maybe it'd be good if we had four or five trucks.
I heard that.
They've never done that.
I heard that with salt. Like, they literally go and get Morton salt.
I think that's part of it. Hey, let's check out Marcus, and Wayne joins us on The Fanatic. Good morning, Marcus. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. Jamie, it was great seeing you at the Sunoco the other week. How are you, buddy?
Meeting at the Sunoco?
I was going to the Great American Pub in Wayne.
Okay.
And I'm at the Sunoco filling up, and Marcus is at the pump next to me. He's like, bro.
Hey,
I hung out with him at Workhorse Brewery back in the day. So good to see you, buddy.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Hey, well, speaking of the snow, I work on a grounds department here locally on the main line. And I will talk birds. I would love to talk birds. But I have a joke that I want to tell you guys about the snow, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. And I'll keep it. I won't say the word. But snow is a lot like bumping beautiful. You never know how many inches you're going to get, how long it's going to last. But at the end of the day, you're usually disappointed.
All right. There you go. That sums it up.
Accurate.
Hopefully that's not,
at least
hopefully
for me,
that's not Sunday's game. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Marcus,
absolutely,
for that. We don't know. Hopefully that's not Sunday's game, too. Doesn't disappoint us like that.
Wow, that really hit home for me.
That really did. That was
a good
Pat, you were so excited. You were so excited for the show till that point.
I get asked a lot, is that it? I say, oh, that's it. And I called you an Uber. It's on the way.
You walked it there.
Oh,
it's great seeing all the people out here. It is great seeing people out here coming on out for this event, which
yeah,
is great.
Cars are still pulling in.
Chris O'Connell is here from Fox 29.
Yeah,
he's
done.
Wait a minute. Fox 29 makes the trip and comes down with us, which is great. That's nice to be able to see them. My buddy Joe says he's very jealous that we're wearing that I'm wearing shorts. I said, well, you can wear shorts, too. Jamie, I thought 100% you would be in shorts.
Well, the sun wasn't up. I was. I got the flip-flops on.
Wear shorts till Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I choose flip-flops over shorts.
There's a little nip in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little. It's a good hoodie. Right now, it's a good hoodie in shorts weather.
Well, I'm wearing the thin. I went with the thin hoodie today. I hope that doesn't do that. We've got a lot of people coming out this morning.
I think it's supposed to be 24 back home, so 57 feels like 80. It's great.
Is it really? That's a lot colder than I thought it was going to be. And I can tell you I don't feel it here. In Cooney's Corner, Bob says the Eagles did a rock-solid thing this week.
Now, let's see what's in Cooney's Corner.
Look, when you add up the money and you're talking about an NFL team, it's not anything that should blow you over at all. But with what happened this weekend with Steven Nelson and the Eagles, Steven Nelson had a thing in his contract that said if he played 90% of the defensive snaps, he would get a bonus in his salary. They held him out on the last game. He was at 92%. They held him out against Dallas. It took him down to 87%. Contractually, the Eagles didn't owe him a thing, but they did the solid. And it wasn't all that much. It was like a third of his salary, whatever it is.
That's pretty nice.
Well, yeah, grand scheme of things for an NFL team, it wasn't anything. But it says something around the league. Like, players notice that. And John, I've talked to you about this a lot, that in dealing with players, a lot of times when they're looking at each other and talking, and it's in there, a player told me this, I could be having lunch with another power forward in the league. Oh, it's in both of our minds throughout the whole lunch who's making more money. Like, It's not a greedy thing or anything like that. It's a competition.
Okay.
Exactly, James. And for the Eagles to do that to him and say, no, don't worry about it. We held you out that last game. We are giving you the bonus. That resonates throughout the league, and players remember it. And not just to Steven Nelson. The whole Eagles franchise, every player that steps on that field will remember that they did this. And word gets out around the league. So just a solid on their part. It's why, I said it earlier this week, it's why they're a winning organization. They're a winning organization. You know, they've every year, this year, retooling year, oh, yeah, you're in the playoffs. They're just for 25, 30 years have been a winning organization. That's a big part of it. Small things like that is a big part of being a winning organization.
All right, now I want to spin this topic out a little bit more than take the other major three programs in town. Do you think the Phillies, the Sixers?
Sixers, no.
No.
Flyers.
No.
Not anymore. Maybe back in the day.
Had that mentality where guys around the league, because I know this, is that every single athlete I would meet in Atlanta would always say to me, well, man, the Eagles, he runs a really good organization. He takes care of his people.
Yeah.
Arthur Blank did the same thing in Atlanta, very similar. But the owners who don't, people know.
Oh, absolutely. But I was told nobody wants to come here because we boo.
I read that on Twitter.
I remember Sean Lee getting a bonus guaranteed with the Cowboys a couple years back. It's not to say the Eagles are the only team that does
it. Right.
But I don't think every team does it. And the teams that do that goes a long way. I mean, players talk, and they talk about money. And when then something like that happens, it's recognized. And it's a plus one column for Jeffrey Lurie of when it comes to free agency. And, you know, we talked about Alshon Jeffrey when he first came here. How he was able to get him on, like, a low deal, probably because there was a wink-wink handshake agreement of, don't worry, we're going to take care of you. And when you back that up constantly,
the reputation of the organization,
players buy into it, and they believe you, and, you know, cash is king.
That's how we got Pat on the John Kincaid Show. the first deal they cut with you, they figured, you know, good faith.
Yeah.
That Pat, they
no, get you. No, I was a Groupon purchase. I was the right price. This is why I think free agents love coming here, and you never have to worry about the Eagles spending and being players in free agency and going out and getting guys as moves like this. And immediately I thought back to, follow me here, the 1919 Black Sox, the team that threw the World Series.
Oh, yes. That's
follow me.
That's where you immediately went.
No, right? You know? Follow me here.
This is like one of Mike Missanelli's callers.
Follow me here, okay? So that team threw the World Series. That's well known. Their ace pitcher, Eddie Seacott,
had a bonus in his contract.
If he
won 30 games, he would get a bonus. They sat him the last five games. It turned him off so much they wouldn't give him the bonus that he decided to throw the World Series. So immediately, that's why I thought like, see what, okay, see so what happens when owners.
So Steven Nelson when owners, isn't going to throw the game
when
on
owners.
Sunday.
My point is when owners don't. When owners do you right. You know,
sure.
I
knew there was a point to the story. I just didn't know when we would get to it.
I'll go back to it.
I said the
in my mind it was a good story, and then I got halfway through, and I was like, "Is this
sort of like the story that the bartender told you guys last night about the little person?"
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was so
very similar. Bats was better. Bats was better.
I would actually argue the story.
Bats was better. That was a terrible story. Then
it was.
That was a terrible story. That was really, really bad. Good job, Bobby. Hey, by the way, your local PJs want you to know that at 1 o'clock on Sunday, you get the first playoff game with the Birds. But you can call your friends, head to PJs, watch the games. I did last Saturday night. We all love our local PJ Willihan's, the best place to watch the playoffs. And then, Jamie, you were ordering out last week. You got PJ's takeout.
I think about those wings all the time.
So you got that opportunity, too, to be able to do that.
It's a great weekend to get some takeout and just kick up.
It is so awesome to be here. Now, Bob, you seeing it?
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing the sunrise right over your left shoulder, John. It's coming.
It's awesome.
I'm in a bar watching the sunrise. I'm knocking off a bucket list goal right here.
Okay, where are we going to be?
Don't you judge me, Pat.
By the way, we're going to be. Now, we have to maybe it's going to have to be in the suburbs. We have to be out St. Paddy's Day. We weren't last year. We have to be out St. Paddy's Day somewhere where we can congregate with the people and have a cocktail.
Bennigan's.
In the morning. Bennigan's is not around anymore.
March Madness.
A celebration of food?
Let me go.
Wasn't that, or was that something else?
Let me
I think it's when you're here, your family.
March 17th is a Thursday. Perfect day.
Okay.
Perfect day.
And you know what? It's the first game of March Madness.
Oh, and Jamie might be having a procedure done, so it'll be really cool.
Well, this is National Vasectomy Day.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Is it because you... would we have live video of this?
Oh, God, no. No, I was just thinking it was a really...
Pat, can you go in and shoot that?
To social media? Absolutely.
I was just thinking it was a great day to get off of work and watch the game.
It's great content for the sun.
Monday morning, the John Kincaid Show will wake you up. But how about a special edition of Cuz Radio where the Titans clash? Cuz Radio with Mike Missanelli.
Nice.
On Monday, because a Sixers game will
preempt
Mike's show.
Right.
And Mike said, yo, ass face, we're not doing that. He yelled it right to me. And I'm like, I don't make these decisions. Coach does. Chuck does.
Oh, that's great.
So Mike and Cuz are going to co-host on Monday from 10 to 2.
That's must-listen and radio.
That is. That's.
I think he's an ass face.
Special thing. That's what he said. I don't think he meant it for me. I was told not to take it. I was told when Mike calls me an ass face, it's a term of endearment.
Okay, yeah, if you want to believe that, go ahead.
I was told that that's like, that should be something, like you wear it as a badge of honor. A legend like Mike Missanelli calls you an ass face. It's a term of endearment. So we look forward to the Eagles game, and obviously we're going to be here for at Tampa Joe's for the absolute pep rally tomorrow afternoon. We're going to do a live broadcast from 3 to 5 tomorrow, so you have an opportunity to get in on that. Let's check out what Joe in Warminster has to say. Joe, you're on the John Kincaid Show live from Tampa at Tampa Joe's. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, Joe.
So,
come on, Joe.
You know, I just got these Sixer tickets over because, you know, for Christmas I didn't get nothing. So me and my son were like, you know.
And we lost
them. If his question is, does he go to the game? Are the Sixers playing?
I don't know what happened. Okay,
Sixers play Boston.
Okay, let's have a referendum this morning. It is a playoff weekend, and look, we don't take a lot of callers. So I thought today let's take a few more callers. It's a playoff weekend. I want you fired out like a bull. If we bring you on, fired off like a bull, excited to ready to go.
Jamie often fires it off. Bring,
bringing the excitement and the energy.
What does
please.
That mean?
It is a great, great weekend. We look forward to having you join us, and we want to thank our friends again at the Park Sportsbook app. The Park Sportsbook app has that risk-free bet of up to $500. This is the perfect weekend for you to get in because you've got a risk-free bet up to $500. Get in on it, and you got all the other playoff action, five other games that you can get into, too. Coming up, there is a I find something refreshing, and it's not Jamie's blueprint. Jamie has a blueprint. This is a little crazy to me, but it might just be able to work. We'll get to it next. Fox 29's behind us. We got Chris O'Connell's here and more. It's the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. You know, with football playoff time here, there's nothing better than the Parx Sportsbook app. Your game plan for this weekend should be right now. Download the app. Go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use promo code Fanatic or promo code Kincaid. Either one of them is going to get you a risk-free bet of up to $500. Get in on all the playoff action. You can bet on individual playoff performances. If you think you know what's going on, if you think you know individuals who are going to have big days, is Jalen Hurts going to have a big day throwing the ball? Well, you can wager on it. And with a risk-free bet of up to $500, it's a great way for you to get your feet in the water. You will absolutely love the Parx Sportsbook app. It's easy to navigate. It's fun. And look, when we were going down to Tampa, Parx Sportsbook said, we want to be with you. We didn't let them come along with us, but we're bringing the fun with us on the Parx Sportsbook app. You got to be 21 and in the state of Pennsylvania. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic.
I'd like to be on this show, Kyle.
And we appreciate it. I love Jamie Lynch's live reads. I just love them. He's like, yeah, come on up. It's the great people at North Bend Mazda and everything. Right when you go past the Wawa.
Can't miss it. It's beautiful right there. Showroom.
Can't miss it. Jamie's like, Jamie's
the Yum
like,
Yum Bakery's right there.
Like, make a left at the Yum Yum Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
We're up in Colmar. Now make the right at the Wawa.
Can't it is miss fun. It.
It's as right
if,
there.
As if there's only one Wawa and there's
I'm
no,
thinking
there's
no Wawa.
Literally right next to the lots, Pat. It's great. You can get a coffee.
Just go to any Wawa and make a left in there. North Bend Mazda.
North Bend Mazda, the executives are going, what's so successful about this marketing campaign with
right
Jamie
next
Lynch?
To the train station in Wawa?
Exactly. He's like, Jamie gives you the landmarks. Yeah. He gives you a family feel.
By the way, if you go down to the light down here and make a right, there's a Wawa.
Is there really?
Is there really?
Yeah.
When
Angel was nice enough to drive me back to the hotel because I was an idiot and forgot the
I
YouTube
have a Wawa
equipment.
Gift card.
We passed by the Wawa and I said, oh, look.
That's very, very nice.
My Wawa
what hit the what hit us during the break there, though?
I don't know. You children were cackling at something.
We weren't cackling.
No, I was cackling at the Wawa. That was what I found really funny, because I love that. Is that Jamie's live reads are like a tour guide of whatever community or whatever he's talking
about. And look,
if
you don't have a car, you can just take the train, the regional rail, right to Colmar.
There
boom.
You go.
You can have a car right before your eyes.
It is the John Kincaid Show. We are live in Tampa at Tampa Joe's. Fox 29 is here, which is awesome. I have a chance to catch up with them. And we appreciate everybody watching on YouTube this morning. It is a nice morning. The guys, I got to tell you, I work with some bees that are a little cold. They're all like huddled up. It's beautiful. I'm in shorts. It's wonderful. And we thank our friends at the Parx Sportsbook app. Play with the best. Use the Parx Sportsbook app, and we appreciate them making the trip with us down here to Tampa. How much more fun are sporting events for you guys when you have no expectations? Do you miss the angst? I talked about it at the top of the hour. Do you miss the pressure? Do you miss that? I mean, everybody wants a team that can win a championship. But I've got to say, though, it is, just to refresh a little bit what we talked about at the top of the hour, the idea of going into a huge game where I have no expectations and not having that angst, I got to tell you, it's a refreshing change. Because for so long, I believe for the entire Andy Reid era, for the most part, I believed they could win a championship almost every one of those times out. So I would go into the playoffs. Playoff weeks were miserable for me. I am so happy that this is a tight game, you know, a game that I'm not worried about right now. Because of this year, I didn't expect to have it.
Yeah, but I don't want to get used to it.
No, I agree with you.
You
that's
know what
fine.
I mean? Like, I like angst because that's competition and that's what it's all about. You know, you want to have that feeling of going in and you can go further. I don't think you feel that this year. And you're right. I mean, it is a good feeling because it was totally unexpected. Right, John? So we have this full week of getting ready. We have this great weekend of, yeah, well, what if? Can the Eagles do this? Can the Eagles do that? And that's awesome, too. But, yeah, I think we're back in. I think this shows us, and if the draft picks and all of the stuff that we've talked about for the future works out, angst isn't far behind, and that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine with having angst next January.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm all fine with that.
Because you're expecting wins.
If next January we're talking about a playoff game and we're biting our nails, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, the angst might not be there leading up to this week because I think everybody's just happy that we're getting a playoff week. You know, the air tastes a little crisper in the morning. When you take that deep inhale, the coffee tastes a little better. The pizza's better. It's just a great week leading up to an Eagles game.
Is that all before 8 a.m. for you, pizza,
yeah,
coffee?
I wish. But there's going to be angst as soon as we're in game. Like, we can't kid
ourselves. Oh, yeah, well, win the game.
We can't kid ourselves.
Oh, sure.
Expectations might not be there like they have been in the past. And part of that is probably that we have a Lombardi trophy. You know, if there wasn't a Lombardi trophy down at Lincoln Financial or NovaCare, it would probably be a teeth-biting situation. That was such a relief that I think it helps now.
I think it sort of ruined me a little bit as an Eagles fan.
I understand what you mean.
I absolutely know.
I never thought I was going to see one.
I never thought I'd see one. I begged for it, and my life as a sports fan is much less angsty because of it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm the same.
Bob, I got to tell you, being in the house, every single time I go down the stairs and I see the Eagles stuff and I see the Super Bowl stuff that I put up in the Kincave, I just say, it makes me feel just amazing.
I'm wearing my Super Bowl quarter zip this morning. Every time I put it on, I smile. It changed me. It did.
It's made me less angsty by not you?
Absolutely.
No, 100%. 100% I agree with you guys.
Is it for the better, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
We're not miserable.
Yeah, I can die happy. Like, honestly, the amount... we all know somebody, and we've probably said it at one point or another, who have said, I'm going to die without ever seeing this team win a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know people, by the way, and you talked about your uncles, who unfortunately did pass away.
They did.
So the fact that you finally got over the hump and got the ultimate goal, and it's like, life is good. We've all talked about our relationship with Tom Brady and how it changed because of the fact that they beat Tom Brady.
We don't hate him anymore.
We don't hate him, right? So the fact that you're going into this playoff game and your expectations are what they are. It's like, just keep it respectable, keep it close. We're cool with that. Now, next year, is it going to change?
Next year,
probably.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But
I mean, there used to be a joke of bury me in my Eagles jersey so they can let me down one more time.
I just hate.
Yeah, but that just doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
We don't have to live like that, and that's a great thing.
Yeah. Hey, Football Fridays on the Fanatic are brought to you by Pump Man Philly. Pump! There you go. If you need a water pump expert for your facility, contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. By the way, Sixers Celtics tonight at 7 o'clock on the Fanatic. We got off the plane yesterday, and we were going with Vince from Philly Sports Trips to go get his rental car, and we find that the game was 5 minutes old. It was 2-0.
Yeah, Flyers. Yeah.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I can't believe that we're going through that.
And then we watched it at the hotel bar, and they made it a little bit of a game, and then they flyered.
And then all things flyered out. Hey, in the linchpin, Jamie brought a blueprint with him.
This is the linchpin.
Yeah, so one of the teams that had success against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, now let me preface this with saying they are division rivals, and they do have a more talented defense than the Eagles, is the New Orleans Saints. In their most recent game, the Saints held the Buccaneers to 0 points, which is not going to win you a lot of games, scoring 0 points. The other game, the Saints beat them 36-27. So they had success versus them this year, and they didn't really have a quarterback.
No, they didn't.
So, not to say the blueprint is similar because New Orleans has a better defense, but what they did with Tom Brady was a lot of pre-snap motion, a lot of disguising of looks, a lot of just trying to create confusion. Now, there's nothing Tom Brady hasn't seen in this league at this point, and he's probably, you know, prepared for anything, but they did perhaps the best job versus him this year. So I wonder how much Jonathan Gannon put focus into those Saints games, and you know, look, disguising in pre-snap motion and dropping guys into that soft zone when it looks like, man, that's something you didn't see a ton from him this year. So I wonder if he gets outside of his comfort zone and tries to create a little more motion on Sunday and maybe some blitzing off of that and just you know, throw as much as you can at Brady.
The problem I would add, Jane, though, is the wonder is you can show me a blueprint, but do you have the horses to be able to carry
off? Well,
that's
the question.
And what do you think?
No. I don't think TJ Edwards and Alex Singleton are good enough. Because when you're talking about pre-snap motion and disguising, a lot of it's going to be on Avante Maddox and the linebackers, the guys that are right there in the middle. And TJ Edwards is having a nice year, but we can't start convincing ourselves that TJ Edwards is Ray Lewis reincarnated. Alex Singleton's a great backup linebacker. I was really excited and intrigued by Davion Taylor. It was a shame he got hurt. I just don't think they have the linebackers to pull that type of stuff off. Switch lens to maybe Jonathan Gannon just does what he's done all year. And then I'm afraid that Brady's just going to pick him apart.
This would have been that kind of game. Davion Taylor, this would have been the kind of game.
Yeah, that athleticism.
That what you need, and they don't have it.
Yeah, and look, we all know that Tom Brady has seen everything, and we've talked about that this week. But Tom Brady's going to study film on the Eagles and what they've done all year and what Jonathan Gannon has done all year, similar to what Jamie said. If there's something that the Eagles show him that he didn't see from the Eagles this year at certain points in the game, that's a key. Where Brady has to think an extra second, like, whoa, I didn't see that on film at all from them this year. Yes, will it take a second and he'll revert back to knowing what he's seeing? Yeah, but if you can get that half second, if you can get a Hargrave, a Fletcher Cox, a Sweat in there, give them an extra second because you're showing something different, then maybe a play becomes a play where there's a bad pass, where there's a fumble, where something good happens for this Eagles team. And that's why they have to switch things up a little bit.
And that's a great point by
Thank you, Pat.
Look, if Jonathan Gannon has a bag of tricks, this is the time to go in it. You know, this is the time to start pulling out stuff that you haven't used all season long because of the fact that you know Brady is going to comb through every bit of film that your defense, every snap that your defense has played this entire season. So if you have something deep in the crevices of your brain that you can throw out there that he hasn't seen this season, it's going to be huge. And not only that, it'll probably be beneficial for Jonathan Gannon because if he can make this game respectable and keep Brady in check, for a guy that's going out there getting head coaching position looks, that's going to go a long way. So this is the time to really throw something at Brady that maybe he hasn't seen, at least from your defense this season.
I love everybody with the thought process of the house money. The thought process of, well, just put all your chips in the middle of the table and roll the dice. I think that's when Brady's most dangerous.
He's dangerous all the time.
But when people do that...
I know. There's no good way to attack him outside to hit him in the mouth.
Are you good? Yeah. Are you good enough, Sergeant? Are you good enough to show up and just beat him, the Eagles, with this defense they have?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if the offensive game plan that they've employed since that Raider game, I'd feel a lot better if they made Tom Brady go 10, 12 plays to score touchdowns or to have the opportunity to score a touchdown. I feel a lot better about their chances than I did in October because I believe the offensive game plan is now a big boy, smart offensive program that they didn't have in place.
And part of that offensive game plan is the defense. Limit Brady. I mean, it's not rocket science.
I'm sorry, Bob. Jamie brought up a great point earlier about, you know, keeping Brady and getting him frustrated. And one of the real ways you can kind of irk him is not letting him on the field.
Oh, yeah.
And if he goes out there and you do a long, sustained drive of 10 minutes or 8 minutes, whatever it is, right, and it ends with points on the board, and Brady goes out there, and you know he's itching to get on the field, and he isn't able to get on, and he finally gets out there, and he goes 3 and out, that's going to piss him off even more.
That's good.
And that might be one of the only ways you can get in his head.
Check out our friends at DuckDuckGo. If you're fed up with companies selling your data, DuckDuckGo is on it. One download. You can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. We are live at Tampa Joe's. The sun is up. The warmth will come, boys. It'll come here for this.
My piggies are getting a little cold.
Well, the flip flops with the long pants.
It's great.
Give me the idea of the the thought process behind
it. He can
pull
it off. He's a good-looking dude. He can pull it off.
Anything where I don't have to wear socks. If I could walk around...
He hates socks.
I wish I could go barefoot. I wish I was like Samoan. I could just be barefoot everywhere.
I think big guys, Bob, it's not that Jamie's good-looking. It's that I think...
I think you are. No, he doesn't
that,
speak. Bob.
It's
I
think big guys. It's that big guys, I think, things look better on. Mm. I think the taller you
I think the taller you are,
you can pull stuff off.
I mean, everyone's taller.
Because
than me,
the big guy is going to kick your
think
ass.
Pat looks good in what he wears.
I certainly don't.
He's not exactly shopping in the tall and thin section.
I'm sure I'm the short and small store. That's where I get my most.
He
of
went
my
to the Cardinal Doctor Kids School.
I did.
Right there, he went to the kid shop.
The high school. Yeah.
You got the, yeah, but you went to the kid shop.
Yeah,
that's the hoodie that the freshman. Cardinal Doherty, like if you have a son who's there and then you have a kid in middle school who wants to go to Doherty, you buy them that hoodie.
This is the hoodie that you buy the freshman, and then by sophomore year they've hit the growth spurt. I'm still waiting.
It's going to happen.
Any day now.
It really is. Hey, thanks to Hooters, nothing goes better with football than Hooters wings and Philly Pretzel Factory. Mm. We love the folks at Philly Pretzel Factory.
It's my breakfast.
And we appreciate that. Pat brought Philly Pretzel Factory on the trip.
Oh, Philly
so he brought it with him.
With a Bloody Mary? What a dick. Oops.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Just call
not yet.
You are?
Gentlemen.
That's fine, though. You're allowed to do that.
The show's done.
Remember Monday... Anthony Gargano and Mike Missinelli together again. Did they ever work in the
show? For a long sustained time, no. But the first time Anthony was... I don't mean that as a slight. The first time Anthony was ever on the air on 97.5 was with Mike.
Okay.
So...
First time I was on air on 97.5 was with Mike also.
Yeah.
So everybody, Mike, you have to kiss the ring.
Yes, you gotta. It's just like
brings you into the family.
The mafia. You gotta get the approval of the Don, and then you move on.
It's gonna be a great time. It's also brought to you by our friends at Parks Casino. The Parks Sportsbook app is absolutely awesome. Bob, Jalen Hurts has been. It seems like the national media has decided the Jalen Hurts story is the story this week.
Yeah,
and that's the one that they're gonna focus on.
It's a great story,
but is it? Is it the story? I mean, and what do you believe the story is on Jalen Hurts?
This week for Jalen Hurts?
Yep.
I think people are going to... The national story, I believe, is the questions were there. They've been answered. He's the Eagles quarterback going into next year. And is it the right story? Probably. I think probably. But, you know, we all know Howie Roseman, and we've talked about that. That he has a wandering eye. You put it great yesterday, John. I thought it was a
wandering
great
eye, yes.
He's got the wandering eye for another quarterback. And then we heard the line earlier this year, I think Jeff McClain put it out in a story, that Jeffrey Lurie is very committed to this team until it comes to quarterbacks. You know, he'll just always keep looking for something different. So, yes, will the national story this week be, and has it been, Jalen Hurts? No question. I think that'll be the topic in the TV coverage on the game on Sunday. But I wonder more, is there somebody on a hot seat this weekend? Because I think there is, and this is such a weird thing.
There will be on Monday. I know that, brought to you by H&H Heating and Air Conditioning.
There you go. I really wonder if Jonathan Gannon has a piss-poor game. If he sits back and allows Tom Brady to go 81%, 300 yards, three touchdowns, and kind of offers no restraint on him, as we've seen earlier this year. Do people in this area kind of get fat? Now, here's a guy that's going to be open, is going to be interviewing for head coaching jobs, and I'm wondering if this city's going to be sick of him as a defensive coordinator. I think he's on the hot seat in this city.
I think you know your city well.
Yeah.
And you know that there's going to be, if they lose this game, no matter what the expectations are, no matter, there's got to be someone to blame.
Love to blame people.
And we will be able to talk about the person that we blame. 15, 20 years from now, remember that game against the Buccaneers?
Yeah.
That damn Jonathan Gannon? He screwed us.
It's crazy, but if there's somebody if there's somebody under the microscope this weekend, sure, it's going to be Jalen Hurts, your starting quarterback, but I think his future is kind of a little bit solid. Jonathan Gannon, if he has a bad game, if he reverts back to what happened at the beginning of the year, if you don't see something different, and he's the main reason that they lose this game, I wonder how the Philly sports fans are going to react to him. And it's crazy because he's going to be interviewing for a head coaching job.
And, Jamie, you speak for the Hoagie Mouth. I mean, you speak Hoagie Mouth better than anyone on this show.
I mean, I'm not over Blaine Bishop. So
see, there you go.
Yeah, if Jonathan Gannon looks incompetent out there on Sunday, I'm going to probably be telling Skylar when she's in high school, you wouldn't believe I flew down to Tampa in 2022 and Jonathan Gannon. So, yeah, we're not going to let it go. We love to hate here. We love to blame. That's what we do. Somebody's got to be responsible for this.
I think it's amazing that and I hate the mentality. Because I don't have this mentality in my own life.
Is it a dog mentality?
No, it's not. I don't like the mentality of I'm glad to be here. And it's so funny is I've heard from two or three people that know me well this week going, I can't believe you. You're never pleased. You are always the person who says, well, that could have been better. That could have been better. And you're like, oh, glad to be here.
Well, you're pleased to be here. Because nobody really did think it.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Yeah. So,
after the Raiders game, how could you?
Oh, it was so terrible. And we were there for it. Now, yeah. You guys were in the luxury area with Brian Westbrook.
We're hobbling.
You know, I said, you know, I was up in the cheap seats, which was fun. But, I mean, you understand it. It's a different
mentality. I'll tell you what. It's funny. When you just brought that up, John, thinking of climbing on that plane and coming back. Now, we're on a plane full of Eagles fans that went down with Philly Sports Trip. And
quiet. Yeah,
It was, oh, man, this season's done. I mean, we were done. They were 2-5. They looked horrible. Miles Sanders got hurt. They just got Derek Carr, what did he throw, 93% completion percentage?
It was
NFL
insane.
Records. Yeah. And we're just sitting there saying, yeah, this season's done. We're talking about it as a show. Saying,
what are we going to be talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly. And this turnaround has just been so much fun. That's how you're going to describe this season when all is said and done. No matter what happens on Sunday, it's going to be a... It was a fun season because you totally didn't expect it.
It was fun. Yeah. Yes, it was fun. And it's fun to be here thanks to Hooters and Philly Pretzel Factory. And again, we want to thank our friends at the Park Sportsbook app. They remind you can get that first bet risk-free up to $500. Use promo code Kincaid. This is a perfect weekend to do it. You got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, I want you guys to dream a bit. Okay, we're going to dream just a little bit.
Okay.
Let's say the Eagles win on Sunday. What do we need to happen in the other two wild card games that creates the best path? The Eagles would be going to Green Bay. There's only one place they can go, Green Bay. So, who do you want out? We obviously all want Dallas out, right? Or do we consider San Francisco more dangerous?
It's a great question. It's really hard to beat a team three times, and I know the second game didn't really count. Part of me wants Dallas.
To stay in?
Yeah.
Just in case, because remember... The Eagles
I
will
want a
win.
Rematch.
The Eagles will win first, and then that game would be set. So then we can say, who do you want out? And I would be thinking, not just screw Dallas, do I think the Eagles would have a better chance to beat the 49ers or to beat the Cowboys?
I don't know. The 49ers have a tough defense to me. I do think the Cowboys are going to win, but I think I'd rather face the Cowboys than the 49ers.
Okay, so who do you want in the other game between the Rams and the
Cardinals? I want the Rams out.
I want the Rams gone off.
Because the Cardinals' defense, to me, is a defense you can beat. The Rams, if they get it all humming together, they're pretty formidable.
The only thing is, what I really look at as an advantage, other than Green Bay, the NFC title game, Eagles fans could take over any one of those stadiums.
Yeah. Yeah, they
Dallas,
could.
Dallas, the Rams... The 49ers.
Well, Dallas
they
has
could take over any one of those stadiums.
140,000 people in
Jerry
World.
You could see 30,000 Eagles fans at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should they make it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's dreaming. That's
sure.
a big time dream.
Yeah, it
but
is.
But I like it, and I like the dream.
Part of me wants Dallas.
I dreamed a dream.
There you go. There we go.
I
works out well. What's I think, and it's Martin Luther King Jr. weekend.
That's right.
So
yeah.
It is. So you
I love the
dream.
Monday afternoon Sixers game on Martin Luther King Day. Love it. 2 o'clock.
I think of what this Monday could be, and it makes me giddy to think that we could potentially have another week.
I think the greatest part of it is that we go home from 75 degrees, and then next Thursday we're going up to Green Bay. I mean,
oh, you think there's
yeah?
It?
Thank you, Joe. Hey, Bell,
there we
go. We're just going to keep traveling. Yeah.
Hey, we have so much coming your way. We've talked about what is going to happen. What can't happen on Sunday? We're going to put together a list next. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic, live from Tampa. Have you ever gone to the bathroom at the office and you had that mild panic attack when you flush and it seems that nothing's in any rush? Well, don't feel bad. It's not you or your poo. There's a lot that goes on in the bowels of your office building, and a fully operational water and water waste pump system is the key to make that all happen. Who makes that work? Pumpman Philly. Pumpman Philly is the best. If you have a municipal, commercial, or industrial facility, it's really bad to get caught with your pumps down. That's why facilities managers already know the pump man. They already know him at 833-559-PUMP or just on the web at pumpmanphilly.com. The biggest facilities already know the pump man. Are you wondering if you've got a sewer system that is up to snuff? They're the best in troubleshooting. They're the best in emergency repair and maintenance. We love the pump man. He's with us every single Friday during football season. So call pump man should you need him at 833-559-PUMP or just go online, pumpmanphilly.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tampa, Florida is the place. I love seeing palm trees.
It is nice.
Suck.
I haven't caught a lizard. I haven't caught a lizard yet. That used to be one of my favorite things to do. I love. You don't like lizards?
Lizards. Nah, yeah, they're fine.
Lot lizards?
You're not. I don't know what kind of lizards you were looking for.
As a lizards, not lounge lizards. We've got some lizards there.
Listen, I don't know.
It's the best John Kincaid show. We are live in Tampa. Our 8 o'clock hour sponsors are friends from Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. We are so glad to be hanging out here in Tampa as the sun has come up. And I told Jamie earlier, I did make the admission, it is a little cooler at 8 a.m. than it was at 6 a.m. Yeah.
It's big of you to admit.
It is, but still, though, it's not cold.
It's not cold.
And
no,
you know what's
I'm
funny
cold.
Is all of the Southerners are mocking you guys.
That's fine.
For being cold.
All of them?
Yes, they're all over there going.
They're all laughing. You don't see them laughing at us?
They're all going to laugh at you.
They are, Jamie.
Everybody has hoodies on.
Chris O'Connell from Fox 29 is saying, my gosh, is that the real story that we've got here? Is that, you know, some of the John Kincaid show a little soft?
I think Cuz broke it down best. What did he say? Very eloquently, by the way. Like a bitch.
Yeah, I think it really does. It really does sum it up very, very well. But as we begin this 8 o'clock hour, I want to come up with a little list. If we had to come up with three things that can't happen to the Eagles on Sunday if they want to win, can we come up with a consensus list of three things, and can we prioritize their order?
I think so.
When we come up with the list, I want Connor to make sure we've saved it on the tape. We revisit it on Monday, and we see if we figured out in advance how the Eagles lose this game.
Can I ask why we do this? Like, why do we save things and then go back? Because we're never right.
That's sort of the reason. We are the show that...
But there's that chance, Pat, okay?
But
there's
Bob,
always a chance that we might be right.
I know that you're probably still in newspaper mode. This isn't the way you do sports radio. The way you do sports radio is you make bold proclamations, and then when it doesn't happen...
And then you bury the tape.
You bury it, and you never bring it up again. That's the way you do sports radio.
Now, we've been doing things completely differently, and that's what we've tried to do in the show.
Accountability.
So if I was to say to you right now... I'm going to put one that I think has to be on the board, that the Eagles can't run the ball effectively. That is my number one can't. Eagles can't run the ball effectively. They have zero shot to win.
I'll even put a number on it. They can't rush for less than 200 yards.
What?
Yeah.
200 yards?
Yeah.
Bob, 200 yards in a playoff game as a rushing would be like, that's like Hall of Fame.
They have to rush for 200 yards.
Yeah, but think about what we're talking about, right? We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, the sixth seed, that all of us picked Tampa Bay in a kind of a blowout.
Seven, by the way, but that's all right.
You're going to have
to... Facts aren't important.
Facts aren't important, and we're burying the tape. You're going to have something like a 200-yard game probably to win.
Jamie, you have one for the list?
They can't lose the time of possession battle.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
That really is a good one. And it goes hand-in-hand kind of with the running game, too.
I think they have to limit Brady. So again, not rocket science, right? The less time he has the ball in his hands, the less he can hurt us. I just don't want to. I don't want them to lose the time of possession on Sunday.
Is time of possession, Bob, more important than must be able to run the ball? Right? They must be able to run the ball.
They're cousins.
They are. They might even be. They might even be. What's closer than a cousin?
Kissing cousins,
brothers,
Irish
maybe?
Cousins.
No, Irish twins.
Or Irish twins. That's what
Irish twins are 13 months
yeah.
apart.
Right? Yeah, I have a couple of those
confused. Horny parents.
That's terrible.
So, yeah, Jamie
God
is right, though.
God rest their souls.
Time of possession and running game is hand in hand. I'll go to another one if that's okay.
Sure.
Pat didn't give one.
Yeah,
yet.
Neither have I. No, I haven't given one yet.
Look down. I'm here.
Go ahead. You do.
Go ahead.
No, I thought you said they had to rush for 200.
No, you said the rushing game they can, and I said, I'll just put a number to
you're
that.
Right. You're right.
My one is that they need to win. They can't turn the ball over, and they need to win the turnover battle
by
two.
Are you serious? You jerk.
I
don't have one anymore.
I would say that, Bob, you had cheated and looked at Pat's pre-show notes, but I know they don't exist.
No.
Because Pat just flies by the seat of his pants.
And that's why my takes are so good.
So now you're in trouble. I'm going to tell you right now, if the Eagles win the turnover battle by two.
And don't turn it over.
No, if they win the turnover battle by a plus two. They're not losing the game. There's zero chance they lose the game. The Eagles don't turn the ball over a lot.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, in terms of red zone quarterbacking in the league, he's one of the best at not turning it over.
I'll say zero chance at loss. But the only thing is, the Eagles, like, they turn the ball over. They do not cause turnovers.
No,
and that's
they
been
don't.
The worst thing. 16 turnovers in 17 games. I'm going to tell you, that's flat out atrocious. That's an awful number.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. So, yeah, Pat, now that you're under pressure.
Mine initially was not necessarily what Bob said exactly. Mine was they have to, at the very least, win or tie the turnover battle. So basically similar.
Tying the turnover battle, you don't win.
Not tie. They have to win it.
They got to win it
by
at least one.
They can't tie it and they can't lose it. They have to at least win it by one. I will switch to, they have to... contain the tight end position. Whether it's my boy Cameron Brate or whether it's Rob Gronkowski, you cannot let those two guys run wild on your linebackers at all. Especially, like, I'm very concerned in the red zone, Brady picking them apart with Cameron Brate or Rob Gronkowski, or if Giovanni Bernard plays, they love to just hit him in the flat. I'm very concerned about that. So they need to contain the linebacker position.
I got to tell you that Pat's was my second.
Look at me.
I got one for you.
Okay.
They can't lose the total points scored in the game and win.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Steal that for the promo. That's a fact.
Well, the weird thing is...
Let's go Birds!
That's actually what I thought.
Send us down to Tampa for that analysis.
That's what I thought Pat was going to bring to the table.
No, I got another one, though. They can't lose the sack battle. They have to out-sack...
That's a good one.
...the Tampa Bay Bucks.
It's not happening.
Well, Tom Brady gets rid of the ball in 2.4
seconds.
That's
the least likely thing to happen.
But I don't – if Jalen Hurts starts getting hit, and he's, I believe, the fourth lowest sack quarterback in the NFL this year, if they lose that battle, I think they're in big trouble.
Okay, now let's prioritize. What should be number one?
Oh, we have a late addition, by the way. Our
What's
boss.
That?
And I include this because he sent us down to Tampa, so I feel compelled. He says, uniform selection. They have to be the cooler-looking team. Because when you look good, you play good.
Wait, yes.
I agree.
Wait a minute. Did Chuck send us or did Joe send us?
They both. It was a team effort. It's
who
like the Eagles. Need to be a team, and Beasley was a team when
they
sent us down here.
Who went into the Beasley cash drawer and paid this tab?
Well, George.
That's where it comes in.
George.
He did, yes.
George and Bruce and Caroline and all them.
That.
So
we appreciate that very much.
All right, so if we're prioritizing, I'll say the most important is time of possession. Absolutely.
So you're going time of possession number one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going over to if you can't run the ball, you got zero chance to win. If they don't have a really good day running the ball, I think 200 yards is crazy.
But then being Tampa is crazy.
That's the truth.
You know what I mean? So that's why I put that high number
out
there.
But his tight ends one is great. Because can't you just see that on Monday, we come in on Monday and say, Rob Gronkowski killed us.
Well, Alex Singleton's matching up on him probably a lot of times with Avante Maddox. Yeah, it's a scary proposition.
Pat, they can see your eye rolls.
And then Cameron Brake's there, too. I mean, geez.
Don't forget about Cameron Brake.
You know Brake's going to have
Cameron
a phenomenal game now.
When I threw Cameron Brake out there, like, I wasn't just throwing, I really do think he's a problem. Like, I think he's going to give the Eagles fits.
We can tell.
We think you're a problem.
With that, I am.
We like that. Am I the only one that thinks that Mike Evans kind of could be held in check because of Darius Slay?
Well, he was the first time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, I'm not really even concerned with him. But I'm not picking my tight end one as the number one issue. I'm picking the run game.
So we're talking.
I don't think they have a shot in hell of winning this game if they do not dominate the run.
All right, three is dominate the run game, time of possession, defend the tight ends. Is that the order?
Yeah, okay.
I might go turnover battle.
Turnover battle is what I have in mind.
Yeah, I would go turnover battle over tight ends.
Yeah. Okay, so you go turnover over tight ends. Do you?
Yes. Yeah, because I don't think there's any way they lose the turnover battle and win.
And if you're dominating the time of possession, which goes hand in hand with the run, and you're creating turnovers, Brady's going to be pissed off.
Okay, we're live from Tampa Joe's Restaurant and Sports Bar today. We'll be here again tomorrow. We're working on Saturday. That's how dedicated we are to being here in Tampa. Really, they told us you're not getting on the plane unless you work Saturday, too. And we're glad to do it. Tomorrow, it's a beautiful, beautiful pep rally coming your way tomorrow, starting at 3 with PhillySportsTrips.com. Travel with the pros. So if you want to make the trip down, if you're coming down, if you're listening this morning, maybe you had to go to work, come on by and tomorrow join us. We'll have a live broadcast from 3 to 5. Cuz is going to be out at Parks tomorrow. And Parks Casino is bringing you the takeover of the show today. And he'll be out there tomorrow. Cuz is working noon to 3 tomorrow. So it's like they got everybody out tomorrow getting ready for this big Eagles game. Thanks to PhillySportsTrips.com. You can travel with the pros. And we want to remind you, our friends from Hooters and Philly Pretzel Factory helping to bring you the John Kincaid Show live from Tampa, which is a great thing. So the other angles that we're going to look at. And there are other angles that make me a little bit anxious about this game. And we talked about it earlier on, things that are positives and negatives. In Cooney's corner, he thinks that somebody may be ready to break out.
Now, let's see what's in Cooney's corner.
Well, it's funny because this doesn't lend to pretty much anything we've been talking about this morning that needs to happen for this game. Nor has this guy had a bad season that I say a breakout game. Would be surprising, but as much as I know the Eagles need to run the ball, and that has to happen in order for them to win this game, I would love for this game to get done and Devontae Smith have one of those where national announcers are saying, my God, this kid is something special. And it could be a two-touchdown game like he had against Denver earlier this year. Makes a great catch. There's a couple of third and sixes where they decide to throw, and he's the guy that they go to. Just as much as it has to be a running game for the Eagles to stay in contention and maybe even win, when you need the passing game, I want him to be Tom Brady's Ron Gronkowski to Jalen Hurts. You know, I want him to be the guy that he has to go to and who comes through every time that he needs him. I'm looking for, when I say a breakout game, I mean that every time the Eagles have to pass, and we know they're going to pass, and Tampa Bay knows they're going to pass, they still couldn't stop Devontae Smith.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I want that.
And this should be a game they could do it. They've been torched. Their secondaries are getting torched.
Their secondary sucks. Let's not sugarcoat it. I want Devontae to have a big game. I oddly don't fear him not. I'd almost say I want Quez.
What if I said
I think they need somebody else to step up.
What if I said 80 yards and a touchdown? Are you saying you're confident Devontae Smith is giving us that?
Kinda. I'm supremely confident in this kid.
But then you just said kinda. If you're supremely confident,
if he gives me 80 and a touchdown, I'm happy.
Are you confident in him or is it when you say kind of, is it because of the quarterback?
Yeah, maybe.
And their lack of passing game altogether. And that's kind of why I brought that up. Like, when the Eagles pass the ball most times in this game, we're going to know that they're going to have to pass the ball, right? They're not going to come out on second and three, and they're going to throw every time on second and three. Like, most of the times when the Eagles throw the ball, it's going to be a time where everyone in the stadium and watching on TV are knowing they're going to throw the ball. That's, I still need Devontae Smith to get open. I still need him to be the guy that they go to more times than anybody else. That's what I'm talking about, kind of a breakout game from him.
What a reminder that DuckDuckGo is going to protect your privacy for free. You're fed up with companies selling your data? DuckDuckGo is on it. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers all for free. It's DuckDuckGo, which is privacy simplified.
I need that. Because you know what popped up on my Yahoo page this morning? Those stupid dirty sneakers that cost $500.
Are you serious?
No way, really?
Did they really?
Yeah, well, I did Google search them
yesterday. Well, you Google searched them.
Well, I need some protection out here. I don't need $500 dirty sneakers.
By the way, too.
I did Google search it.
You Google
search it. I don't know how this website.
Well, no, I know how it happened.
I don't know how this virus showed up. I mean, I did Google.
I don't want it.
I did Google xvideos.com, but I don't know how a virus showed up.
DuckDuckGo could save me.
DuckDuckGo could have saved you from that. Just like I laughed at my daughter in the King of Prussia Mall right after
Christmas. I'm glad she thinks it's ridiculous, too.
She's like, no, I laughed at her. She goes, those are sort of cool.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, and I said, how much are they? And she goes, oh, I wouldn't even want to know. I said, don't pull the, like, dad's going to go back and get them for you routine, because I'm not. If it's a number, that's not. I said, is it above $200? Oh, yeah, it's above $200. I said, ha!
She has her own money.
Yes, earn it.
Yeah.
Earn it. Earn the money.
You want your ugly, dirty shoes? Go ahead. Go
her
get
successful YouTube channel, she said she'd take you under wing.
That's fine.
And help you generate a little money. We're watching.
We can compare paychecks.
You can collaborate. You know, you can collaborate.
That's fun.
The 18-year-old.
We can look. If we want to compare paychecks last year, we can.
The 18-year-old will jump on with you and be able to get right in on the mix here. Okay, so as the Eagles get ready, you come on by. We have a special broadcast tomorrow, by the way, 3 to 5. And again, thanks to Philly Pretzel Factory and, of course, Hooters, which is always a great option for you to be able to get those wings if you want to take them home. We appreciate them in helping us to get down here to Tampa. There's one part of that whole discussion that we've had that fascinates me. This week, we have very rarely talked about Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
And after the Raiders game, the talk was all Nick Sirianni. And there were radio shows and there were newspaper columns, not newspaper columns, I should say, bloggers, things like that, that were speculating, could Sirianni be one and done? It's amazing how little a part of the story Nick Sirianni appears to be in his team's first trip to the playoffs in his tenure.
Yeah, I mean, he could very well make himself this story Monday morning in a good or bad way. You know, Washington, I was there in the stands with Philly Sports Trips, actually. And that first half, I wasn't really vocalizing it, but I was going, why is he getting away from the run game? Why is he getting away from the run game? Like, it was starting, the concern was starting to build in me.
Sure.
So if we see anything like that on Sunday, that's going to be a negative talking point for sure about the coach.
Yeah, as I said earlier, you're right, John. The focus
has
to.
We really haven't talked about him.
No, we haven't. And that I guess that we've reached a confidence level, ?
That's
in
the
him.
Question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he's found something and he's turned it into an elite part of this football team. And job done, check mark. You know, that's what it is. I still think my eyes are still going to go to this defense and to Jonathan Gannon. And I really have the microscope on him this weekend. And that's a tough thing to do because he's going against Tom Brady.
He's got the tougher job.
He has a much tougher job. Yeah.
I think both of you guys nailed it right on the head. It's the fact that we no longer have the question marks about Nick Sirianni that we had at the beginning of the season. I mean, I'm the only idiot here who threw a flag on the guy. And also the fact that when you look at this matchup, it's not necessarily the offense weirdly isn't one you worry about. It's more of how do we stop Tom Brady? That's the game plan. That lies on Jonathan Gannon. So I think that's the reason why we haven't talked about Nick Sirianni. It's really Jonathan Gannon's problem.
I just can't believe that I'm so confident about the offense putting points up on the board. Tampa Bay is still a very formidable defensive club with a lot of guys that I guess a lot of brand names.
I'm very happy Levante David is not going to be playing.
It doesn't appear he's going to be
playing. Yeah, that's a big win for the Eagles there.
They had not said that, but some Tampa Bay birdies are telling me he's not. That he's
good.
Getting out there. He's not up to speed enough.
Yeah, and look, when they run outside the tackles against this Tampa Bay Bucs team, they're one of the worst in the league. If you run in between the tackles, that's where they're dominant.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's a big part of the game plan is trying to get outside. And look, Miles Sanders thrives on the outside. So if his hand is okay and he's able to, you know, protect the ball, I think it's okay. A recipe for success.
Are you pitching the ball to Miles Sanders, though?
Well, see, that's outside? Tricky.
That's what I'm saying. He's got the bad hand, wet day, wet ball.
I don't.
So how do you get him outside?
You know, it's going to have to be under center, sprint outs, handoff, you know, that we
under
see.
Under center? That's an oddity, too. That's on Nick Sirianni's offense. Probably, what, 30%? Maybe. I'm going to guess.
Unless you, what, are you running options?
I mean, that's what I wonder.
In that case, it's a
if you get some quick hitters
also.
Going on, you know, they can get the draws and the screens going. I mean, the offensive line is good enough to get to that second level. Maybe there's some draws to the outside there that are successful. I don't know. Just avoid Vita Vea. He's a large man.
I don't think Park Sportsbook has put the number out yet, but if I set the number at 1.5 carries for Jalen Reagor.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, I hope that one's dropped.
I pray to God.
If Matt is listening from the Park Sportsbook app right now, Matt, if you are listening, just dump that. That bet will just annoy people. Plus, you'll lose.
Sadly, I think it's going to be under, but I think it'll still be one.
It'll still be one.
I mean, I fully expect them to do the same crap of the end around that never seems to work.
And we don't want that, it. Yes, yeah. We don't want it.
Now, let me ask you real quick, and I think they're going to do it. They're going to add Miles Sanders in there for blocking. But how much do you actually include a guy with a broken hand to block? Like, how many players are you throwing him out there on passing plays?
Well, he's going to have that soft – is it a soft cast? I saw the apparatus.
Still blocking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how many times I'm throwing him out there.
I don't know that he's not just throwing his body at people.
Yeah.
Getting in the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Very similar. It'll be interesting. I'm also anxious to see how Jordan Howard looks his first carry. Because Jamie, I think, hit it on the head when he played last game.
Short leash.
Before the day. Yeah, he just didn't look right. He was running upright. He looked he just did not look himself at all. So hopefully that stinger is out of his system, all gone. And, you know, he's more of himself. Now, the problem is he's an up-the-middle runner, and this team's really good at that.
If you lower that shoulder and you've got a stinger, I would imagine that's why. The minute I saw him running more upright.
He wasn't fighting like he normally fights for those extra yards.
All right, we have so much coming up for you today, and we hope that you will be a part of the John Kincaid Show all day long. We appreciate you very much, and we thank Parks Sportsbook for taking over today's show. Parks bringing you our trip down to Tampa for this one. Is there any way that this Bucks matchup, though, is actually the best-case scenario that the Eagles could have had? We'll talk about it next. John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. And as I told you, the Park Sportsbook app, I got all my bets in. I was a smart guy. I was getting them in even on the tarmac, making sure we got them in. With the Birds heading to the playoffs, this is the perfect weekend for you to get introduced to the Park Sportsbook app. And they've got a risk-free bet of up to $500 for you if you use the promo code Kincaid. Now, the same game parlays are where you cash in big time. Do you think the weather is going to affect this line on Sunday? Maybe you like the Eagles getting all those points. We'll jump on them both, combine them, get the big payday. You also have five other wild card games to be able to wager on. And with a $500 risk-free bet, this is the perfect time for you to be able to get in. We love our friends at Parks Casino and the Parks Sportsbook app. They've done it right. The website's got all the details for you. If you want to get in on all the action, do it with the Parks Sportsbook app. It is absolute game time. It's a game changer for the fun you're going to have this weekend. And yes, I already told you, Eagles plus 5.5 in the first half. Eagles and the Bucks over 23.5 in the first half. I got in on both of them on the Parks Sportsbook app. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What is that?
We are live from Tampa Joe's Restaurant and Sports Bar. We'll be here tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock on the air with you on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thanks to our friends at Hooters. Nothing goes better with football than Hooters wings and our friends at Philly Pretzel Factory. Don't forget the party tray. And boy, that was a nice party tray to send us off yesterday. That was absolutely awesome.
Still eating it.
And Pat stole them. Not stole, because they were ours. I'm sure everybody was eating all afternoon.
I brought two with me to Tampa. I don't trust the pretzels here in Tampa. I just don't.
You don't trust them. So, I bet you there's a Philly Pretzel Factory in Tampa.
So when I was leaving the game at FedEx Field in Maryland, there was a guy with the shopping cart with a box full of Philly pretzels. And what did I do? I just, my GPS took over as a Philadelphian. I went and bought myself some pretzels.
And?
They were delightful.
Were they Philly Pretzel Factory?
Yes, they were.
Oh, they were?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that's fantastic.
The guy was selling bootleg. You know, he bought them up in Philly, drove them down, and sold them out of a shopping cart.
Yeah,
you know?
That's smart. I didn't want to risk it, John, so I put them in my bag. I was worried that TSA would take them, but luckily I was able to
I think what's great, though, is that Pat remembered to bring the pretzels this morning from Philly Pretzel Factory, our fine sponsor, and didn't remember the YouTube camera.
Priorities.
You said it best,
but
John.
Angel, Bob. Well, you're really having trouble with my name this weekend.
Well, you guys are basically the same person.
Who are?
You and Bob.
Bob and I?
The disgusted look on his face.
Well, that could very well be. You didn't see the look on mine.
our friendship just ended right there.
Hey. Wow. And we want to thank Park Sportsbook for helping to take over that Park Sportsbook app. You can bet the playoffs with the best. The first bet is risk-free. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. And, yes, so I'm having people that are watching on YouTube, and I will read you the text exactly. Bob is like a little kid. Totally got in Jamie's head on that last commercial. Too funny.
I felt your presence staring at me.
I didn't have to get in your head because there's nothing up there.
Oh,
that's what messed you up.
Come back.
Infinity.
Okay, so that is the promo.
Yeah.
Just that on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ooh. Could that be? All right, is there any way, I'll give you the next scenario here for you. Is there any way that the Bucks match up? That the Eagles playing the Bucks was actually the best possible scenario this weekend? If the Eagles were playing at Dallas, would you feel more confident? If the Eagles were playing at the Rams, would you feel more confident?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd rather
you
face
would,
Stafford.
Really?
But I'd rather be here.
No, but I'm telling you is, I don't think I'd feel more confident playing Dallas.
You're going against the greatest quarterback of all time. My confidence level is minimal. If you're going to Dallas and you're thinking Dak Prescott and you're saying Zeke Elliott and you just face them, you know no one better in this playoffs than the Dallas Cowboys. And although you didn't have success the first time you played them, you got
or the second time.
Well, I mean, second time you played them with backups,
exactly,
and backups and backups. No, I can't say that I'd be more confident against anybody else in this first round than Tom Brady.
I'm surprised to hear you say I'm surprised by this.
I would think you have more of a chance to win against anybody else than Tom Brady. Yes, I will say that confidently.
Slight confidence, but I also like the fact that a team that has played pretty bad opponents in the stretch to get to the playoffs, they're going to have to go up against the best team. Arguably. I mean,
makes you feel good?
Because it's a good litmus test. Like, I actually am going to get a good look at what this team really is this weekend. And if they play Dallas, I mean, I'm not really getting, because you can chalk up divisional matchup and they've played them twice already. I like the fact that at least I'm coming out of this weekend going, this team is legit or there were major deficiencies and we were fooled.
James?
I'd rather face Matt Stafford because I know there's a very good likelihood he's going to give you the ball over at some point. Tom Brady, I don't really get that sense. I mean, it happens. He is human. But the chances of getting, like, turnovers decide playoff games, plain and simple. So I'd rather face a Stafford knowing he's got a little bit of the choke gene in him, whereas Tom Brady has the opposite of a choke gene in him, except when he dropped the ball in the Super Bowl. That was fun. I'd rather face Stafford.
Okay, well, I'm confused then, because earlier on you were like, who do we want out this weekend? Do you want the Rams to take out Kyler Murray?
I want the Cardinals. I want the Cardinals to win.
So you want the Cardinals to be the team?
Yeah, because I think they
have
much
more scared of Kyler Murray than I am Matt Stafford.
I think the Rams are a better team, though.
Okay. No.
Cooper
Kupp. You're right.
Darius Slay's having a great year, but Cooper Kupp, what he's doing this year is absurd. And then they have Odell as like a secondary option. You know, they have playmakers on defense with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. It's just it's a tougher team. So I'd rather face them than Tampa Bay, though.
Just I got to tell you, I'm looking at the most vulnerable team, the roster that I think is most vulnerable right now is Tampa's. Out of all the teams you just mentioned, Arizona, Rams, all the, they're the team that's the most beaten up and has been leaking the most oil. Their run defense is so terrible. I mean, if the Eagles can't run the ball on Sunday, that will be a huge shock to me.
I'm really trying to think, is this the best matchup for the Eagles? You know, like you said,
I think it is.
Their run defense has been porous lately, Tampa Bay's had. You're right. You're missing two of your biggest receivers on the team and two players that hurt you the first time you played each other in Philadelphia this year. It may be the best match. Look, weather has something to do with it also. I think coming down to the many times that we've watched the Eagles in playoffs, when they go to a warm city, they normally play well. It might be the best matchup, John.
I'm not thrown in, but
I'd rather play anybody else than Tom Brady.
There it goes.
Boogeyman.
He's a boogeyman.
I think that's what it is. Like when Jamie was talking about, I'd rather play. He didn't say I'd rather play the Rams. You said I'd rather play Stafford.
Yeah,
because now that is telling. That is very telling.
It's the Brady factor, and you can't ignore it.
See, that's one of the reasons is I want the Rams in one way to take out Kyler Murray. Because I think he's harder for this defense to defend than Matt Stafford, who's going to give you one or two bunnies. He's going to give it to you during the game.
Yeah, but the Arizona defense to me is probably the easiest matchup for the Eagles, so I'd rather face them and take my chances with Kyler Murray if, you know, seeding wasn't an option and that was a real possibility. But you know,
I'd worry about what Kyle Shanahan could do with a healthy crew going up against this Eagles.
He worries me a little bit. He's a really good coach.
Which wouldn't be good. So, you know, you Football Fridays on the Fanatic are brought to you by Pump Man Philly. If you need a water pump expert for your facility, contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. Grussman's going.
We're back, baby.
What is this?
We're back.
What is this?
Bang, bang, bird gang.
You trying to figure that out?
Blow an O-ring on that one?
He's worried about you.
I said what I said. And I did it for the pump.
You know, he does it for the pump man. Pump man, I guarantee you, pump man's listening back in Philly right now going, look how they just took care of us.
I appreciate our sponsors.
We love that very, very much.
I appreciate the pump man.
I'll fight for you, pump man.
Hey, Sixers and the Celtics tonight at 7 o'clock on the Fanatic. Sixers Celtics.
Is that a national game? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
They play.
They play the Sixers at and then they go to Miami for tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah, so tough two-game stretch. Horrible, horrible outing the other night against Charlotte, I thought. They have to reel it in and reel it in quickly. Look at 23-17, I think is the record now. I called it the other night as an it happens game. Maybe four or five times a year it happens, and that was one of them. You can't let that bleed into like a three-game losing streak after just winning eight in a row or whatever. So tonight is an important game.
Jamie, I heard you lamenting yesterday, and then I saw our own Tyler Zuli was lamenting that Cam Reddish got traded. What in the hell do you people think Cam Reddish is?
He's 22 years
what
old.
What do you think he is?
An athletic wing that the Sixers need. Would you rather have Danny Green or Cam Reddish at this point? I know Danny's a better defender, but
Danny is long road down better defender than Cam Reddish.
That's fine.
Long road down.
This is a kid that's 22 years old that's improved his shot every single year in the league. He's up to almost 39% from deep this year. He's 6'8". He can create a shot.
Do you realize what Cam Reddish just got on the open market?
Nothing.
Nobody wanted him.
He got a mid-first round. That's why they should have been in on him. Round pick and Kevin Knox.
Okay. Here's where I don't get the thought process. If nobody's in on, there was no market for Cam Reddish.
So they should be in on
it? But I'm hearing people going, damn, the Sixers didn't get Cam Reddish.
I don't think it's the world is burning type of situation, but when I see somebody go for next to nothing as a 22-year-old with promise, that's athletic as hell.
Did you ever hear, how about this? From the time he was drafted, the story with Cam Reddish was uncoachable. That is exactly what they said. And I remember doing it with the coverage of it when he was drafted, that he's not a coachable guy. He's not high on the uptake as far as, here's what we want you to do, do it. He's stubborn. It's a very difficult thing. The Hawks got tired of him and said,
we can't do it anymore. We're trying to get him to do things, and he's not doing them. I think that's the last. That's a 22-year-old to me that seems like cement head.
I mean, I don't know that.
That's why they finally threw up their hands and said we're done.
Well, what this did bring to my attention was this, and it's the first time I've had this thought. Yeah, we keep talking about what are you going to get for Ben Simmons. This team's going to need other pieces, and maybe you have to look at trades that don't include Ben Simmons.
I think
maybe now you have to look upon improving the pieces that are here now, if you can, and maybe it is time for. And I'm not suggesting this. I'm wondering. Maybe it's a time that you say, okay, can we get a better piece that surrounds this team now if we trade a Matisse Thybulle? If you look to a package, I don't know, if somebody needs an expiring contract in Danny Green or something like that.
Sure.
Maybe it's time to, I guess Daryl Morey's trying to figure out how to put pieces together and what's going to be good, including what they get with Ben Simmons, but also maybe improving upon littler pieces right now.
Speaking of that,
I looked at it like he was supposed to be, you know, you kept seeing the name Cam Reddish and possible Ben Simmons trades, and then to see what he went for
was nothing.
I looked at it like
he's 22.
The Hawks found no market.
The Hawks
you
suck,
right,
and they play with no honor.
They found no. There was like no market for Cam Reddish.
Like, well, clearly the Knicks, that kind of told you the market right now for Ben Simmons, that the best you're getting offered is other teams' trash that they're giving away for Kevin Knox.
I'm fascinated by when you see something from the front lines, and then you hear just people go, man, Cam Reddish just went for it. He was available. And I'm like, you got a team that is saying, we can't wait to be rid of Cam Reddish. We cannot wait for him.
That doesn't mean he's not going to work.
What, he's going to come here and be coachable?
He's a 22-year-old kid that's improved his shot.
In his pre-draft profile, they worried about coachability.
He barely played at Duke. What does Coach K know? He was hurt.
guys can change.
He's 22!
Yeah. I mean, it could be a wake-up call.
Danny Green's 34 and looks like he's 42 out there this year.
Here's the only thing. Without Ben Simmons, your team defense has drastically dropped off. I don't want to get Cam Reddish in there for Danny Green when my defense, I'm just saying I don't give a damn. And in playoff time, Danny Green's defense could play a major difference. And it might have been a major reason why you lost last year.
Who outside of Seth Curry on this team can create a shot from the perimeter?
What did Cam Reddish?
Anybody?
Yeah. With Cam Reddish, 2 points.
So for that reason alone.
Wait a minute, it's going to be the one shot a game that Cam Reddish makes?
I mean, he's
one shot.
He's shooting 39% from three. The point is, he went for nothing. Why not kick the tires on him? He's 22.
Yeah, but I would say if there's a car in the lot, and I show you a car in the lot,
for cars.
Why is that car so cheap? Don't you go? Oh, I wonder why.
No, I never overpay for cars at North Bend Mazda. Well, I'll tell you that.
That experience.
It's the right choice, Pat.
Right next to the Wawa, right?
Right there. Yum Yum Bakery.
Just go to any Wawa. Make a left.
Hey,
boom.
It's right there. Hey, you may not always need a new water heater, but when you do, choose our friends at Bradford White. And the linchpin, Jamie wants to say that Pat might be proven wrong.
Well, there's a problem.
This is the linchpin.
All right, so earlier in the year, I'm going to use Pat as an example, but there are a lot of people that were in Pat's camp.
Remember we were going to have Camp Egan?
Camp Egan.
I want the Camp Egan.
Yeah, attendance is down.
Well, COVID. COVID's affected everything.
So I'm going to give Pat the opportunity to say he might have been wrong.
Oh, why?
Well, I want to see if he's learned. And I want to see if other people. I said all along. Well, Miami's draft pick's more important. Don't worry about it. Let's try and win, and let's see if we can get to the playoff week. Playoff week is awesome. We're sitting here looking at palm trees right now in a parking lot. It's tremendous. You know, everything just tastes better. There's more excitement in the air. It's a happier week leading into the playoffs.
Where was Pat wrong? I want to get to the good part.
Yeah. He wanted to lose.
Okay.
He wanted to lose for draft picks. And to me, that's never a mindset you should have as a fan. Like, yeah, if the season's lost and last year it's totally, you know, gone. Tank week 17, sure. But in week 6-7 of the NFL season, I think this should tell people you can't quit the NFL that early. Weird things happen all the time.
I would like to say this, so you did support losing for four straight years. The mindset of losing,
well,
you didn't
different.
Have a problem. Why is it different?
Because it's not the NFL.
Oh, so the NFL, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, it was a concerted effort to lose.
Yeah, it's okay.
They got you Joel Embiid, right?
Those numbers, though, I mean, We came back. I looked yesterday because I'm a dork. We moved back, Jamie, when we flew back from Vegas. We had 3 top 10 picks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That Monday, we had 3 top 10
picks. We were already discussing, like, do we segue into mock draft season already?
I mean, it was unbelievable. Jamie already thought about mocking a draft that night. Well, what do you think about it, though, as far as the way the season shook out?
Hasn't this week proven to you that, like, yeah, don't give up? Like, as corny as that sounds, and, you know, like, Pat?
Okay, let me start off by saying that
what do you think about
on the
this,
flight
Pat?
Down, Jamie was in the seat directly in front of me. And amazingly, and he wrote all of his show prep on the plane ride down to mm-hmm. Tampa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And amazingly, even though he was in front of me, he found a way to stab me in the back like a coward.
A2 Brutus?
A2. Yeah.
It's Brute, but that's
A2 right. Brute.
Well, Brutus. This is English.
I repeatedly said when I
would... A2 Brutus?
Well, his name is Brutus.
Yeah.
But it was Etu Brute.
Get them some saying.
We're not speaking Italian here.
Yeah, it was Latin, whatever.
Whatever, facts. Yeah. When the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
He's on a roll. Look, I repeatedly said when I would bring up the fact that it was probably best for them to lose for draft picks, that it was a gross feeling. Like, I did not enjoy saying it.
It was gross hearing it.
Yeah. And I think
so
a lot
I
of,
want you to know.
I think a lot of listeners would agree with you on that.
You're gross.
They hit a good stretch. I think tomorrow's game will tell you if I was right or wrong. I mean, if they keep it respectable, then I was probably wrong. If they get blown out, and they get blown out like 42-0, 42-7, and they get embarrassed, then we might be sitting there looking like, yeah, why couldn't they have lost some of those?
I'm not going to ever go there.
I was closer to Pat than I was to you on this when we were having those discussions. But what I would say to you is this: if the Eagles were, let's say they were 8-9, I think I may be going, they made a big mistake. Winning a bunch of meaningless games and not making it
that
to
would
the
be
postseason.
Fair.
And the draft pick, would be maybe 3 picks better, and we'd be sitting there going, every draft pick, the Eagles may have had 14, 15, 16, 15, you know, might all have been together. And I would have said, you know what? Winning those meaningless games is screwing us on draft night.
But it didn't happen.
You're right, it did.
And the NFL is weird.
And that's kind of where I thought.
So are you.
That's where I thought it was going when they were winning games against Carolina. Like, I think after that Carolina game, I even came on the air and said, they just won a meaningless game that we're going to be sitting there on draft night.
Oh, he did. Yes, he did.
Why in the world did they beat Carolina? I never expect them to get in the playoffs. I'm pumped that I'm wrong because I'd rather be sitting here looking at palm trees than coaching Connor. You know what I mean? Like, they're smiling
face.
Coach
Connor?
No. I'd rather be looking at palm trees than coach and Connor.
Oh, I thought you said coaching
well, that,
Connor.
No, you're not listening to the show.
It did sound like coaching Connor.
No, we podcast.
I'm a big believer that when you do things right in sports, it helps you out in the long run. Like not winning games, I'm not going to say on purpose or throwing games, but when you don't have an eye on winning, when you don't have an eye on making a playoff, even though it might affect your draft pick, like you said, Pat, by 2 or 3 picks, I think doing the right thing, playing the right way, and ultimately having a good season and still having those draft picks, I think in the long run, that's a good thing
when
for you.
When you do things the right way, you actually can maybe have a parade. When you do things the wrong way, you maybe get knocked out in the second round every year.
And here's the secret to the draft not a lot of people know. You're supposed to select the good players and not the bad ones. So if you're drafting at 16 or 19, just pick the good one.
I'll tell you,
right?
Your thought process today has been...
It's so good.
It really has been.
Just get the good one.
I'm going to tell you right now, though, 15, 16, and screw it on 19. I'd be perfectly fine now with saying move 19 up to 24. Because that's where it goes. I think it goes to 25, I think. If they lose, then the draft pick is going to jump to a minimum of 25. I am here to say I'm totally fine with it today. I'm absolutely fine with it. Nick Sirianni, you go grab yourself a 25th draft pick, and we'll work from there. And because I understand. And I understand the error of my ways a little in that.
And look at what they get to carry over to next year. Even if they get their doors blown off on Sunday, it's a winning culture again. And it's a new coach, and he bought those young players in. There's so many more positives that come from this.
Totally positive.
Than three picks in the draft.
My mindset at the time, like if you had told me they're guaranteed to make the playoffs, it would have changed.
No, that would have felt
and
the same way.
And that's the thing. The fact that I never thought that the playoffs were a reality
you
and
play
that we were set
to win.
I understand that.
The
I didn't
game.
Think they were talented enough
unless
to win
you're
the
in
game.
The process.
Yeah.
Yes.
so good today.
There you go. Hey, we are live from Tampa Thanks, Joe's Restaurant and Sports Bar. We will be here again tomorrow afternoon for the Birds Pep Rally starting at 3 o'clock with our friends from Philly Sports Trips. Travel with the pros. God bless you, Pat Egan. It's all being made possible by Hooters. Nothing goes better with football than Hooters wings. And Philly Pretzel Factory. Do not forget that pretzel tray. You do not want to forget a pretzel tray. It's absolutely awesome. It is now. Now do you feel the warmth? Are you feeling it now?
Yeah, it's feeling a little better.
Now you're feeling a little bit better.
My toes are starting to regain.
Sun's coming up. You're seeing the sun glimmer off the palm trees here at Tampa Joe's. And if you're coming into town, make sure you've got the Fanatic with you along for the trip. Get that 97.5 The Fanatic app. Download it. Have it with you. You got a radio in your hand. You won't miss a minute of the action. We will review our picks coming up. We're going to bring in our picks. We'll tell you how we thought the Sunday game is going to go. We'll have some fun with that during the 9 o'clock hour here on the John Kincaid Show. Thanks to our friends at Park Sportsbook, sponsoring the takeover today here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys, Wild Card Weekend. It just got wilder down here in Tampa. That's right. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge, is hooking new customers up with 30-to-1 enhanced odds. All you have to do is bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any wild card game. All right, we're down here in Tampa. I don't think I can go with the visitors in this one. But here's my winner for the weekend. I love San Francisco and Dallas. I've been saying it all week. I love them. Maybe you want to take a look at it. Maybe you want to throw some money on it, Jamie. That's my bet. I'm sticking with it. I love that. I love FanDuel lets you bet on the NFL. It's easy to use. It's safe. And they pay you in as little as 2 hours. FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, the friend gets $50 also. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code Bob and pick your wild card team before kickoff. That's promo code Bob. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on just a $5 bet. Must be 21 and older and present in Pennsylvania. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, you know it. Your boss expects you to work a full week, put in all that extra time. Well, you know what? You hopped on a plane and you went to Florida. And you know what you told that boss?
Thank you.
I ain't showing up today. I'm not showing up for work. You can take that job and you can stick it. Oh. It's Loverboy on the Fanatic.
I said we'll show up Saturday, too. That's what we said.
We will be here, by the way, yes, tomorrow, 9 a.m., the 9 a.m. hour of the John Kincaid Show is brought to you by our friends at the Bagster. It's a dumpster in a bag. You can find out more at Bagster.com if you'll check out the Bagster. I just talk about how exciting it is to be here. As we are live at Tampa Joe's Restaurant and Sports Bar. We'll be here again tomorrow. We'll have a special broadcast tomorrow from 3 to 5 that'll come to you here. There'll be a Birds Pep Rally going on. It's going to be an absolute blast. PhillySportsTrips.com, by the way, it is not too late. Vince is here. He says it's not too late if you want to be part of the tailgate on Sunday. So you want to be there. You can come on out here to Tampa Joe's tomorrow and be a part of things. Vince says that absolutely, you want to be part of the tailgate on Sunday, it's not too late. So if you're sitting at a gate right now at Philadelphia International Airport, whatever, go to Philly Sports Trips and come and join us there, too. It's going to be an absolutely great time.
He even got tents. That's how good Vince is. He said, I got three tents on the way because it's supposed to rain, and I want us to be dry and having fun.
Vince does not half-ass it.
Vince is the man.
Vince goes all out.
Yeah.
Like the people
he was scaring the hell out of John.
All right, I'm going to go. Can I have dirty laundry, by the way? Can I get some dirty laundry?
Wow. We're going to piss off.
Dirty laundry? Let's air out our dirty laundry.
To be here? Really? He doesn't speak for us.
Yeah.
I will just tell you this. If you want to go on a trip and you want to go see an Eagles away game, you want to go see a Sixers game on the road, you want to just enjoy it, Philly Sports Trips is the way to go.
Spring training coming up.
If there is ever a reason that you're on the side of the road and you see Vince Rizzuto and he says, hey, just jump in, I'll drive you. Run in the opposite direction like Jeffrey Dahmer is offering you a lift. I swear to you, last night,
that bus we were behind was trash. I appreciated his aggressiveness,
too. I have been on every scary ride the state of Florida has to offer. But Disney, Universal, you've missed the boat. The ride you have to create is Vince Rizzuto in a minivan. And it'll be the scariest damn ride you've ever been on in your life. I swear to you. I said, I've gone through cancer twice for this. I'm not making it to the hotel.
I mean, the windows were down. The Latin music was blaring.
I knew we were in for it when first of all, we didn't need a minivan, and yet Vince demanded a minivan. He went up to Enterprise and said, give me a minivan now. And then when we finally strapped in, he looked at John and said, are we talking or are we racing? Revved the engine a few times and took off. And the best part is, he's blasting Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran. So, yes, I also...
As he cuts off a bus doing 80.
It was a good move.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I had my head down because I was looking in my phone. I looked up once because I heard the engine revving, and I was like, nah, just keep looking at your phone. So I did, and slowly but surely, John is grabbing my arm and squeezing it in total terror of what are we doing.
I think
here?
I heard a squeal in the back seat.
I said, this is not fun.
Yeah. Well,
this is not fun. So what I've learned, though, is, and I learned this about people, is that you trust them to do certain things. Like, you can trust Pat to run a tight board. You can trust Pat.
Can
Pat
you?
Runs.
There's a butt. Yeah. There's a butt. Yeah.
You can trust.
I don't think so.
You can trust Pat to work a room, and like tomorrow at the tailgate, you'll see it. Pat will be out greeting everybody. It'll be awesome. Ask him to carry the camera and be here. You know, that's you might end up with something.
You'll have
a little bit of a trouble. So, but Vince, run from him if he's driving. Just run.
I appreciate
it. Wait a minute. He
driving.
Didn't drive that bus down to the Washington game, right?
No, he was not the driver.
Thank God.
Well, what do you expect? The song is hungry like that. He was hungry like a wolf.
Well,
wolves are quick.
He's hungry. Hey, today's show is presented by the Parks Sportsbook app. Bet the playoffs with the best. Your first bet is risk-free. You got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. So let's bring it to the table again. I've bet the Eagles plus 5.5 in the first half. I think it's going to be a close game going into the second half. They could be in the lead, they could be tied, or they could be down by just a little. But what I have not been able to convince myself of is that we will see an Eagle victory. I'd love to see it happen. I think they can dominate with the run game. If the time of possession works up, it's good. I worry about the bad weather affecting Jalen throwing the ball and meshing at the point of handoff. So it's a four-quarter game. I called the Bucs 34-23. Bobby?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that you say, John, I'm with you. I worry about Miles Sanders in that hand. I worry about being a wet football early. I worry about the Eagles trying to run outside too much and therefore him having the ball in his hands for too long a periods of time. You can't let Tom Brady get off to a fast start. You just can't, because a 10-0 deficit to Tampa Bay and him feels like 20-0 to anybody else, and especially when your best part of your game is running the football and taking time off the clock. All that being said, I do also think that it's going to be an interesting game going into the second half, but I just think Tampa Bay probably won't be as impressive as a Super Bowl championship team should be, but they'll pull out a 30-21 win over the Eagles.
Okay, so you go 9, I go 11. We're all in that neighborhood there. Where do you go, Jamie Lynch?
I'm going to stay right on the number that the sports books have. I have the Bucs winning 32-24. I just think Brady's going to be too much for this defense to handle. Look, you know, they got into the playoffs. They had a great year. They beat up on some bad quarterbacks, and now they're playing the greatest of all time. You know, I think he's going to do enough to win. He's going to protect the ball. And, you know, the Eagles' run defense needs to be good, because Leonard Fournette, even though he's coming off the hamstring, he's a killer in the playoffs. I saw a stat from Field Yates today And he's almost like the third of your concerns after Mike Evans and Gronk and Pat's boy Cameron Brate. So they have a lot of ways to hurt you. I'm very thankful Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown aren't playing in this game, because if they were, I don't know where to even begin. I just think it's going to be too much, but I think they lose by 8.
Similar to what everyone else said.
8, 9, and 11, we've got deficits there.
I think they make a nice little effort. I don't think they get...
That sounds condescending.
I don't mean it in the way that it...
That sounds like a pat on the head.
It did. But I don't mean it like in the sense of it probably sounded, but I think that they show signs of life at times. But I think at the end of the day, it's too veteran of a team. I don't think Brady misses very much in the red zone against this secondary and this linebacking core, you know, and his ability to find the open man quickly. I just don't see it happening. So I have the Bucks winning 35-20.
All right, DuckDuckGo is going to protect your privacy for free. Fed up with companies selling your data? DuckDuckGo's on it. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. Check out our friends at DuckDuckGo. It is privacy simplified. You like some what-if questions, Bob? You like what-if scenarios?
Yeah, sure. Bring it.
Okay, it's Monday morning. The Eagles lost this game, and Brady scored 41.
Mm.
What is the storyline we're talking about?
Jonathan Gannon. What happened? What's going on? How did he play it? Was he soft defense again like he's done against good quarterbacks all year? Can he scheme against a good quarterback? And what type of personnel does he need in order to be able to do so?
What, Jamie Lynch? The Eagles are tied going into the fourth quarter, 20-20. What are we talking about if we're in the stands chatting with each other? What are we talking about? It's 20-20 going into the fourth quarter.
This running game is really dominating the time of possession, and they need to keep it up. Don't get away from what got you to this point. Tied in the fourth quarter, keep running it down their throats. Maybe not down Vita Vea's, but maybe to the outside, and stay with it. And don't get away from it.
Pat, the Philadelphia Eagles running game didn't work, but surprisingly, we're down by 4 heading into the fourth quarter. What happened?
Good question.
Down by 4, running game's not working, but you're still in the game. What happened? There had to be something good that happened.
The defense stepped up. The defense stepped up, and they've frustrated Brady. They've kept it in check. So that's got to be my answer, because I don't think that they're going to abandon the run. So I think they actually were able to do what we think that they can't do.
If the Eagles were to get 2 turnovers on, I said it again, if the Eagles get 2 turnovers on Sunday, they will not lose this game. There is, I'm going to put it at 0 chance they lose this game, because they've been so good at protecting the ball themselves. If they get 2 turnovers from Brady's offense, they're winning this game.
I'll feel more comfortable to say that, but with the addition of, and the Eagles don't turn the ball over at all. Like, you can get 2 turnovers from Tampa, but if you also give up 2 turnovers, the wash doesn't do you any good. You have to get, I said it, I think, on Monday or Tuesday, you have to get 2 turnovers from Tampa and not turn it over yourself. And you have to, when you get the turnovers, you have to take advantage of that. You have to pretty much score on any turnover you do get from Tampa. It can't be they got the ball back, but now you're punting it away. That can't happen.
I don't want to see Aaron Sipos a lot on Sunday.
Yeah. I don't either.
Like, twice would be enough for me. You need to capitalize on a lot of possessions.
And by the way, no shanks.
Yeah, that was unlike
that
you.
That was uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
But let's not have a shank. Hey, coming up on Monday, someone might have it. There may not be a shank, but there may be a shiv.
Mm.
Mike Missanelli and Anthony Gargano, same room, 4 hours.
That's going to be
a special edition of Cuz Radio, combining with the Mike Miss Show. It's Anthony, it's Mike, it's Monday, 10-2. Will it be an Eagles post-mortem Monday? Or will it be a celebration of beating the Bucks, getting ready? You're just going to have to tune in. The two Italians get together, and you know it's going to be a big meeting of La Familia coming up on Monday. 10-2, Mike Missanelli joins Anthony Gargano. That's going to be great. So make sure that you make some time for that. Okay, you know they're bringing in food. You know they're bringing in food. Bob's looking at the shoulder.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing.
I'm all excited. Bacon?
No, we know if Mike and Anthony are doing a show together, you know there's food being brought in, right? One of them has to one-up the other. They all have they both have every food contact in town. So Anthony's going to want to do something nice to show hospitality to Mike. This is like a meeting of the five families, but only two of the mob bosses are there.
All right, so we're going to have to stay a little longer after our show on Monday and just make sure what the food's like.
You know that Mike's not going to – Mike's going to make a grand gesture to say that, you know, this is going to be a good meeting here. Mike's probably put in a call to Pagano's already, so he's probably got Pagano's on the line. Anthony's got Corporalese coming in with stuff. God. Oh, my.
A tomato pie.
A tomato pie Monday morning. Mm. Hey, Anthony and Mike, would you get on it, please? It's going to be a special show, and we're looking forward to it.
Special item.
All right, we're going to check in with someone coming up here in a second who is a big Tampa Bay fan.
Yeah.
But he didn't pay off his bet.
Wow.
He bet against Tampa in that Eagles game back earlier this year. Our friend Ricky Bitalico. He bet me $10 that the Eagles were going to win that game. I said, I bet on Tampa. I said, no, they're not going to. I wonder what he's thinking about that. We'll have a chance to catch up with
Ricky.
You could
just Venmo you or Cash App you. We could settle this right here on the air today.
Or no, it's more fun when you get the folding money from Ricky.
That's true.
That's sort of a little bit better.
Cash is king.
Concession there. It must be, though, for a fan base like Tampa, this is a fan base that isn't used to winning. Their history has not been a winning, you know, great franchise. In fact, they've been
pretty... They have more Super Bowls than the Eagles.
I understand. Yeah. But they've been pretty... They're like the Florida Marlins. I look at the Tampa...
The Florida Marlins have as many as the Phillies.
No, they're the Florida Marlins.
No, I know what you mean, though.
They come in, they pop in, they do something great, and then they
don't
go back,
sustain.
And then they go back
in the
crack. It
took them, what, 2 years to win a game?
Yes.
When they started out?
Yes.
So...
Second season.
Those jerseys were sweet.
So here's my idea.
I don't like the original ones.
I like them.
Yeah. Creamsicles.
Didn't like the creamsicles.
That's probably what Ricky Bo fell in love
with
the creamsicle jersey.
With the aforementioned not very threatening pirate.
Yeah.
Pirate looking more like he dresses like Connor.
Yeah.
You know, the pirate not exactly menacing on the helmet with the blade in his mouth. They're though a franchise though. I got to tell you, I don't have a lot of respect for. The franchise, I have a lot of respect for Bruce Arians. I have a lot of respect for Tom Brady, a lot of respect for... But the franchise itself, I could see them going right back to being nothing. And I think the Eagles could help contribute to that. Because Tampa Bay, the franchise has been a bunch of losers for the majority of their history.
It's been like a nothing franchise. It's been a franchise, okay, yeah, that's a team that plays down there, and you don't think very much of it. You know, it had a horrible beginning. They got to mediocrity, and they've been mired in it since until Tom Brady comes down here and calls his friend Gronk, and they get a couple of good wide receivers and a good head coach, and next thing you know, they're winning the Super Bowl. Seems pretty easy, doesn't it?
The year before the Eagles went to the Super Bowl with Dick Vermeil, they lost a playoff game to Tampa,
mm-hmm.
here in Tampa. And then, obviously, the worst loss of my fandom.
That's what I was going to say. I have a hard time bad-mouthing an organization that ripped my heart out of my chest and threw it in the toilet.
I'll tell you, that last game at the vet...
Flushed it.
...is the worst moment on my deathbed. If someone says, Dad, one last thing, what was the worst loss of your life?
Rondé freaking Barber.
That was the worst. That was nothing. I don't think
Joe Juravicious.
Nothing will ever touch
was
that.
Was it because of the fact that Tampa eventually went on to win the Super Bowl?
That was part of it. No, it was part of the fact
that. Was our year.
No, it was the closing down of the vet. It's a cold day.
The way
Tampa
it started,
can't,
too.
Tampa can't win in the cold. 53 seconds in, you had a touchdown.
Yeah, right.
And to me... That was a game, and I learned a valuable lesson that day. That was the last time I went into a game and said, you can't lose.
Yeah.
I thought there was no chance to lose that day.
Yeah, my biggest memory of it was we were doing Daily News Live right before the day before the game, and Eddie Barkowitz saying, I think they lose this game, and there's no one I trusted more. And right then I thought, oh, no.
Well, we know to blame.
Well, screw this Eddie. Screw Eddie, Bob.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our friend Ricky Bitalico, who joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Richard, are you excited for the big game tomorrow?
You know what? It's a bigger game for Eagles people. It is. I, you know what? It's round one of a playoff that I think the Green Bay Packers are going to win. So, you know what? I don't know. It's for either team. Whoever wins has to is going to end up probably going through Green Bay. Right. I just don't see it this year. I saw it last year, but that was because there were no fans. I mean, well, limited fans in the stands.
Did you not believe this Bucks team this year, though, was as good as they turned out to be? Because you did bet me that $10 they would lose to the Eagles in Philly on the short week.
It was 20, and I still got to get you that 20.
If they ever let me back, I'm serious. I thought it was 10.
Oh, whatever. If they ever let me back on the show again. Oh, hey, wait a minute. But I'm very surprised because, you know what, I've been a Bucks fan since I was a little kid, so I've watched teams. I watched last year's team. I liked how they grew throughout the season. I think it's kind of similar to what the Eagles did this year. And this year I saw a lot of setbacks more than anything else. And I'm not talking about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's Tom Brady. I'm talking about Chris Godwin goes down. That's half your offense. Antonio Brown doing jumping jacks at MetLife Stadium. And then Leonard Fournette goes down. But I think the biggest issue that they've had all season long, defensive backs. They've had a merry-go-round of defensive backs. And you were talking about, I believe you brought up earlier, that they have to be able to run against this Buccaneers team. Yes, teams have been running against them, but they did not have Lavonte David. They did not have Shaquille Barrett. If those two guys are back in the lineup, that kind of makes the run a little bit tougher to do.
Barrett's supposed to be back, not Lavonte. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to do it.
Yeah, Ricky, if you're an Eagles fan looking at this Buccaneers team with what you just said, how do you attack them? Do you stick to your strength, which is the running game that what the Eagles have been doing, or do you attack that secondary, even though you might not have all that much confidence in a Jalen Hurts throwing the ball that much?
I think a mix of dink and dunks and runs. You know what? Whenever you start to think about going deep down the field, you give that off, defensive line a lot of time to break through. That's one thing that you have to be weary about when you're playing against the Buccaneers, because that front four is pretty solid. And, I mean, they will get after your quarterback if they get, you know, you give them that little bit extra time. This is why when you watch the Bucs this year, the one thing that teams were doing against them were a lot of screen passes, a lot of bubble passes. So I think that's the formula to pick up some yardage. But they are a bend and don't break defense. So, you know, they'll give you the 3 points. They don't care about that because they think they got a guy at quarterback that's going to come right back and put them up 4 after you score 3. So yeah. I just think short passes are the way to go against Tampa.
So exciting. Ricky, we're ready for this. And are you expecting your sources within baseball, are you expecting this to resolve where the regular season won't be affected?
As of right now, nothing sounds good right now. You know, they go to the bargaining table. Nobody likes what the other side's bringing. That's typical in this. But this is a different time. This is a different time period. This is a different world we live in. I was just coming up in 94 when we were going on strike, but we knew the fans would come back. I think this is a different world. I think if they don't get this done, they are in very deep jeopardy of losing tons of fans. I never thought this way before, but I do now.
Yikes. We do look forward to seeing you in 2022, and we're going to see you soon. And do you have a prediction on the score for the game?
Oh, man. I think it's going to be close. I think it comes down to the wire. I'm going to say the Bucs by 3, 24-21.
Wow, that would be a great day. Thanks, Rick. Take care of yourself.
All right, take it easy.
Thanks, Ricky.
Good to talk to Ricky Vitalico this morning.
That's concerning what he said about baseball.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Very much.
I told you yesterday I was talking to Pat about it yesterday, that I talked to a player who said to me flat out, waste of time, they're not even
serious.
No, that they neither one of them even went into that discussion yesterday with any intention to. They didn't expect
bunch of children.
No, it's the worst pissing contest in sports. Whenever you have a labor dispute,
are there good pissing contests?
Not really, but when you have a labor dispute between the players' association and owners, it's always this way. It's always we're going to go 3 weeks without even talking because nobody wants to blink.
Right.
And then we're going to go to a meeting that everybody knows nothing's going to get accomplished. Until you start meeting on a regular basis, and until you probably have to have an arbitrator step in and have them meet, then nothing's going to get accomplished.
I mean, all these sports fans love watching billionaires and millionaires slap fight.
I love it.
Yeah, right? It's I just so it. Enjoyable.
It's better than BattleBots, arguably.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Better.
And I want to remind union members, the Players Association is not like the steelworkers union, plumbers, electrical workers, postal workers unions. These are millionaire contractors that each negotiate their own work terms. This has nothing to do with unions. It's ridiculous. It's nothing like it. So when you're picking your sides, look at it and realize they're both idiots. They're both idiots
right now,
the way they're
surrounded by a bunch of idiots.
Okay, we're going to go quickly through every single game that's going to be played this weekend coming up. And Jamie wants to bring someone back. I don't know what this is all about. We'll find out. Cool. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic, live from Tampa. Thanks to our Park Sportsbook app. And I love my friends at Park Sportsbook. I really love it, but I've gotten to know the app, and I love it well. And I will tell you, spending a week away at the Christmas holidays, I felt empty without it in my life. I love being able to get a little bit of action every single day on all the great games that are out there. And the Park Sportsbook app allows you to do it in so many different ways. If you want to bet on point spreads and over-unders, you got that. If you are looking to bet on some of the more intriguing options, like it seems like we all believe Devontae Smith's going to have a game on Sunday. If we do, we bet overs. If we're worried about Jordan Howard be able to have a big game, you can bet unders. There's individual player performances you can wager on. Park Sportsbook app gives it to you all. Plus, they've got a $500 risk-free bet if you mention Kincaid as your promo code. Promo code Kincaid, $500 risk-free bet. If you lose, it'll be refunded to you in site credit. But I see you. You seem smart. You listen to me. You're going to win. It's a Park Sportsbook app. You got to be 21 and in the state of Pennsylvania. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I feel it.
Oh, man.
I feel that. John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic. And we want to thank Park Sportsbook for helping to do the takeover today of the John Kincaid Show as we get ready for the Eagles and the Buccaneers coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And now they are saying, in the latest update, they are saying by halftime, rain should stop. Whatever it's going to be on Sunday, by halftime, rain should stop. If that affects your decisions, like on the Park Sportsbook app, betting with the best, you may want to think about that. Does that change any of your thoughts about the game, guys?
Well, I mean, if it's raining, obviously you think scoring will be down a little bit. What did you say the over-under first half was?
23.5.
Yeah, you might want to think about that.
And I bet the over already, which is maybe crazy. Because it might be the second half where everything goes nuts.
Yeah. I mean, that plays in Eagles' favor, you would think, if it's a lower-scoring game. If it's a game where throwing the ball is going to be difficult, that obviously plays into the Eagles' favor. So you might want to look at the line there and grab that big. I think you said 5.5 first
half. 5.5 first half.
Yeah, so.
I took
sure,
it already.
Comes into play. It absolutely comes into play. And we thought the first half might be close anyway. If weather's a big deal, that helps the Eagles. What the hell?
Did Ricky Bowe seem a bit scared to you? Like, I mean, or is he like
he picked the Bucs when they played the Eagles earlier in the season.
I don't think there's...
He picked the Eagles.
He picked the Eagles. I think there's a lot of people who are... I know this. I was on with J.P. Peterson yesterday here in Tampa, and he does his show down here, and I was on with him, and they're very nervous. He said he did not like the Eagles matchup, and they were talking about it all week long. They did not like the matchup of the Eagles.
I told you that video I watched from the Buccaneers locker room when they found out they were the 2 seed, and it wasn't like jubilation. Like, they were just kind of like, yeah.
But was it?
It was like a nervous energy.
Was it? Are we reading into it too much? Like it was
maybe.
Nervous energy, or was it a team that had been there before and was like, okay?
I don't know. I don't think
you ever want to face the number one rushing attack. I mean, we talked about
before. When you're the number one rushing defense, right?
Well, they've fallen apart.
They finished third, but they finished the end of the season poorly.
Last eight games, they were 31st.
In between the tackles, they're like best in the league. Outside the tackles, they allow, I think, 5.2 yards a carry. So, you know, it's something they got to worry about. And if Miles Sanders, that's the great unknown in this game is, how's he going to perform, 3 weeks off a broken hand? Is the cast going to be in the way? Does he have a good grip on the football? Because running-wise, I think we know what we'll get. It's how does the hand react to the game?
And if you're trusting, and dude, do you trust Penn State guys in big games?
In the NFL, yeah.
Because they're not used to playing
in
them.
Just not in college.
Because they're not used to playing in them. So, I mean, you worry about that,
Joe
too.
Joe Jurevicius did a good job.
Yeah, he did. Okay, they used to play in big games when Joe Jurevicius played.
The thing that worries you also about Miles Sanders is, look, he's injury-prone. Right? And he hasn't played for 3 weeks. And you're going to go out onto a muddy field. And we're talking about hand. But, you know, you wonder about, did he pull a calf, a hamstring, or something like that? Simply because he is injury prone. He hasn't played in a month. So that's another thing that you worry about.
Bob, you brought up a great point
a couple
days ago about the warm weather of Tampa, though. And that could be a benefit to Miles Sanders because of the soft tissue muscles. But I find it hard to believe that the Tampa Bay Bucks, the team that won the Super Bowl last year, are worried about the Philadelphia Eagles. And I actually like that. Like, I think that favors the Eagles. I don't think they're necessarily overlooking them, but I don't think they fear them one bit. But, and I think it's because of the fact of, look, they played them earlier in the season, and they dominated them.
But we talked about this earlier in the week. I think this is part of what makes Tom Brady great. He takes no one for granted. He wants to bash your head in every single time. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. I don't think he takes anyone lightly because he understands the NFL, the difference between a win and a loss, it's a game of inches. You know, and Tom Brady realizes that.
But to your point, like, I don't think Tom Brady's nervous about the Eagles.
I don't think he's nervous about anyone.
Yeah, I don't think he ever gets
nervous. But I don't think he underestimates anyone either.
I just thought that I glanced up at one of the monitors here at Tampa Joe's, and I thought we were talking about Barry Manilow.
Love Barry Manilow.
I thought he was on. The other day we were talking about Barry Manilow.
Right. Yeah.
Look up at the screen.
You can podcast it.
It's Skip Bayless.
He does look. Oh my God.
He does.
Holy God.
And why does Skip Bayless? Why is he dressed like a 70-year-old woman?
He looks like Drake.
He's wearing a woman.
He's dressed up like Drake right
what
now.
What is he Where's doing?
My grandmother?
With that?
That's not a good look, Skip.
He makes me uncomfortable.
No, he really is. He should make you uncomfortable.
Makes Bob.
By the way, I still want Troy Aikman to be in a room with him. And let Troy Aikman have 2 minutes with him.
Skip?
Yes. Skip
ain't worth it.
No, Skip wrote a book. If you don't remember, Skip wrote a book, and he wrote a book where he character assassinated.
You think I'm reading Skip Bayless's book?
I blocked that man on Twitter.
I'm not reading that jackass's book.
Yeah, I'm sick of seeing his, manufactured takes for attention.
I don't know anyone that's. I don't know anybody that's ever blocked me on Twitter. But his partner right there has.
Oh, I do.
He blocked me. He blocked me on Twitter.
I don't even blame people
All because I criticized him being a terrible Parker. The Football Fridays on the Fanatic are brought to you by Pump Man Philly. If you need a water pump expert for your facility, contact Pump Man Philly.
Pump.
The guys to know really? To fix your flow.
That's what you brought to the table.
Yeah.
If that's the effort the Eagles...
On
if that's,
your sunglasses.
Obviously. Glasses over glasses is a power move. If that is the effort the Eagles bring on Sunday, bud, we're screwed.
Pump it up.
Yes, it will. All right. Let's see if I just tell you who the winner of the game will be. Do we have consensus in all the games this weekend? We've all picked Tampa Bay to win.
Yeah, that's great for the Eagles. That's great for the Eagles' chances.
Okay. Are we all picking Kansas City to beat Pittsburgh
yes.
at home?
Yes, big time.
I might actually lay the points in that one.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing the same.
Yep.
What about you?
I think I already did.
All right, so now we have. now we've all said Kansas City in unanimity, and we've said the Buccaneers. I love Buffalo Saturday night against New England. Love it. I mean, I don't like that. I love it, that game. New England is not beating Buffalo. They're going to get, I'm not going to say trounced, but they are going to get bullied tomorrow night.
There's a weather factor there, too. It's supposed to be like 5 degrees.
Horrible.
It's going to be really, really bad, which makes you think it's a low-scoring game, which would keep it closer. Bill Belichick, defense, all of that. I do like Buffalo to win the game. Not as, I don't think there's any chance they lose. I don't know if they blow them out, though.
I like Buffalo to win the game. I don't think it's a blowout. I don't think it's a blowout at all. I think it's a really close
game. It's a four-point spread. You guys are talking about you take the four?
I wouldn't touch it. Wouldn't surprise me if that comes into play.
James?
It's so cold, I might consider an under in that game. That could just be one of those,
right,
you know, divisional battle under games. I do like Buffalo to win, but I think it's going to be close.
I think the most likely home team to be upset, I know Bob would say Dallas. Right, Bob?
San Fran this week.
I think the most likely home team to be upset is Cincinnati. Never been on that stage. Really young team. They had the amazing regular season. Raiders, the hottest team down the stretch.
Yeah.
And winning games in the final. They won three of their final four games on the final play of the game.
Yeah. I know, but Joe Burrow's so cool. Like, I don't think... And I mean that, like, now on the field and off.
I know. I know what you meant.
He's so cool.
He's so dreamy. Yeah.
Well, if you take that statement out of context, I mean...
He's so cool. I don't think he gets fazed by stages. I don't. Paul Hamakitis put out a stat dating back to the national championship game in do-or-die games. Joe Burrow has, like, 27 touchdowns, no interceptions, like, a QBR of, like, 109. Like, he's just... I said this to Anthony the other day. I said I didn't think there would ever be a young quarterback I would contemplate taking ahead of Patrick Mahomes in the NFL right now. Joe Burrow might make me sleep on it.
I took the Raiders and the points. I bet.
What
the
is
Raiders
the spread
the
on
points.
That, John?
Five, I believe.
Five.
I like the Raiders with the points in that also.
I like the Raiders and the points.
I like the Bengals.
And I like the Bengals to win.
And
I like the Bengals.
I came this close on my Park Sportsbook app of taking the Raiders and the money line.
Yeah, their defense is playing really well right now. I mean, with Crosby and Yannick Ngakoue, that's a pretty...
Look at you.
Pretty formidable 1-2 punch for defensive ends. Those
Crosby,
guys are killing it.
He's
awesome.
He is in on every... Now, he gets beat on the run pretty bad.
Yeah.
But for what he does in pressuring a quarterback, he's there every play.
He was such every a find play. For them.
He really
got,
was.
They got him
yeah.
like the fourth round right. or yeah. something.
Now, we'll talk about Arizona on Rams on Monday morning. But so the only other game that would be played on Sunday. So, Bob, you think you've talked about taking – you liked San Francisco and the points all week. Do you like – I took San Francisco and the 3.5. It got – once I saw the hook on the Park Sportsbook app, I jumped on
yeah.
it. I took it. Do you think they win the game, though?
I do. I think they go in there and win that game. I don't know why. Again, at Dallas, it's a team you're so close to. And then, you know, when you hate something with the way we hate Dallas, you stay close to it. I just had that feeling that San Fran's going to go in there and put it to them and win that game, come out and win that game.
I don't.
I think Dallas is winning.
I think Dallas is winning, too.
And I hate them.
I don't like
saying it. I think
it's
going to be tight, though. I think it's going to be really tight.
I don't.
I don't think
it's going to be tight.
Jamie,
I think Dallas is going to pound them.
Early in the week, I thought San Fran was going to pull the upset. I think I've shifted a little bit. I think Dallas will pull it off, and not because they got hot versus Eagles practice squad.
They made a statement, Jamie. Yeah. It said it on NFL.com.
Dak Prescott statement game. I've shifted a little bit. I think it's going to be a hard-fought, close game, but I think Dallas pulls it out.
Hey, in the linchpin, Jamie says he wants to bring someone back.
This is the linchpin.
Yeah, so I saw this story yesterday walking through the airport. It flashed up on one of the screens or whatever the hell I was looking
at.
So
you cheated?
No.
You didn't come up with it on your
own? I saw the story.
You're not a man of honor.
And I'm flipping it into a show topic.
You're not a man of honor.
Nah. Eric Weddle, the safety for the Rams, re-signed with them for the playoff run. Sat out the entire year, was on, you know, retirement, and decided to gear it up for the playoffs and maybe a chance to chase a ring. One, pretty freaking admirable that you kept yourself in good enough shape to go play in an NFL playoff.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. But, you know, I guess they believe he's up to par. So it had me think, if you could pick one Eagle from the last 5 years, because it's an interesting question because you have to take into consideration this current roster with who could help them, which player would you bring back for this playoff run? Because I had two answers. My gut answer, and then the one I actually settled on.
Okay,
I'll let you guys go first. But if I could bring back one player, only from the last 5 years,
all right, last
a
five
realistic
years.
Shot of being physically capable of playing, who would it be?
I'll tell you what, it's amazingly hard considering you had a Super Bowl team, winning team, within those last 5 years. And yet, off of that team, I guess I'll go Malcolm Jenkins.
That's mine. That was my first one, Malcolm Jenkins. Because I think I'd want somebody I'd want an adult in the room to calm down the youngsters, coach them up a little bit, create that veteran presence.
Travis Fulgham.
I mean, because you'd want to win the bet.
You want a 1,000-yard receiver or not? No, but in all seriousness, the position I'd pick is receiver. It's Alshon Jeffery. If you're taking Alshon, that Super Bowl year, look, when he got his big contract, he stopped. But,
well, the injury killed him.
Yeah, but that Super Bowl year, I mean, that touchdown grab he had in the Super Bowl with a messed up shoulder was still incredible.
Well, he had a couple good grabs. He had one on the sideline that got dropped in over his shoulder that was beautiful.
And you figure you put Alshon as your number two and put Quez in the slot.
That'd be great.
You no longer have Jalen Reagor doing end-arounds. That changes your whole offense, man.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah, those are the only two that
can you think
of
anybody else?
There's one right under our nose that's kind of a cheat, a loophole in the system, if you will. His name is Brandon Graham.
That was the one.
You can still bring him back in theory. You know what I mean?
See, I didn't even consider.
No, I know, because those are the two I settled on. It is funny. There's not a lot of guys that you could apply to this current team.
What
about
Carson? Oh, sorry.
Who?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about quarterback.
I did. Yeah, I thought about Nick Foles.
Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz. The year. Look, we were going last 5 years, right?
Right.
Not playoff runs, but just last 5 years. Carson, if I can get 2017 Carson Wentz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right.
He
would have won the MVP if he stayed healthy. So that's another one. Like, look, he fell off a map, but.
Oh, no, he's in Indianapolis. You can find him.
Well, no, he'll ask for
and
trade.
And they're going to have a big for sale sign right on him, it looks like. It's getting worse and worse.
Kingdom Come truck is going to be moving once again, I think. So
Crumb.
That's what I said, Kingdom Crumb.
Oh, I didn't know. Thy Kingdom Crumb.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
A2 Brutus.
Yeah.
Hey, real estate developers.
Cameron Bray.
Spring Garden Lending specializes in bridge loans that help to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance investment properties, offering permanent plus 30-year fixed financing. Spring Garden Lending is absolutely awesome. And if Anthony Gargano says they're awesome, I believe him.
Bob means jobs. Two comments on Twitter. One, but some John Pelly said Chris Long. Mr. Ame.
Oh, that's not bad.
Says Nigel Bradham. Nigel Bradham was pretty good that Super Bowl run.
Well, if you're bringing back one guy.
I'm
not bringing somebody back who's pretty good.
Well, pretty good's better than.
Would you take Bradham over Jenkins?
No, because Jenkins can play linebacker.
But that's my point. Yeah. That's why I want Jenkins. If I'm bringing back one of those guys, I want to make sure that it's him. I want to thank again, just make sure we thank today our friends from Hooters. Because nothing goes better with football than Hooters wings. And Philly Pretzel Factory, do not forget the pretzel trays this weekend and get them in. Now, Coach and Chuck have told me weather's not an issue. Don't worry about the weather, but now the weather is coming in on Sunday earlier.
You know when I worry about weather? When it actually arrives.
Yeah. Oh,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, we have a radio show to do on Monday.
Yeah, we'll be all right. Yeah, we'll be fine.
I love you guys. I love your like your childish, like just whimsical way of going about it. I can tell you right now, it better be perfect, and we better be able
to
get home.
Be perfect, but we'll get
home. To get home.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
That's always, as long as I put my feet on the ground
back in Philly,
it'd be great.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Is there any other cliche you've got, Bob, that you could trot up to me there? If there's a will, there's a way.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere?
No, it's going to be happy hour at the lighthouse.
Can't bring a horse to water?
No.
Or
happy hour.
Drink, something?
Bob, happy hour is a lighthouse.
I could bang a pumpkin pie.
Well, we could start anywhere.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
You know, we've been up for 8 hours.
Now,
let's go.
Now we're going to get something to eat for breakfast, or are you going to bed, Jamie? Are you going to go take a nap?
Well, I have no children and no wife, and I actually get to nap whenever I want. So it's going to be a tough sell.
I'm a man.
There's food.
Pat,
behind
you're gonna
us.
Go. We have some
There's
food.
A bar
yeah,
like
my
10
movie.
Feet away.
I got a 2 o'clock movie.
Now, what movie will be the 2 o'clock movie?
Who's
today?
To say? You know, sometimes
are you going to the movies
sometimes when you're a free man like I am this weekend,
at a 2 o'clock movie.
I just roll in, and I go. You know what? Surprise me.
Dealer's choice.
That's right. Now, you want to be a wild man? You really want to live on the edge, Bob? You go into a movie theater and you tell the usher, "Surprise me." That's being a wild.
No, but wait a minute. You have to have a ticket to get in.
Yeah, you don't look at the ticket. They just they'll tell you, all right, theater 8, theater whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then you just wait for the credits to roll. No personal questions.
See,
have I lived that dangerously in the past?
We are going to be here tomorrow at Tampa Joe's for the absolute awesome pep rally, and we will be broadcasting from 3 to 5 tomorrow. Pat, I don't want you completely disappearing until 3 o'clock tomorrow. I mean, I want you to be.
I'll go around
with us.
Yeah, I'll go out and eat right now.
But not. No, but not.
You what do you got?
But the movie's going to be. The movie is. I'm just thinking you're going to pull a Grossman on us.
Why do you guys?
And you're just going to disappear.
I don't disappear. I tried to hang out with Bob yesterday. All right, I went to his room. I didn't sneak into your room.
You snuck into my room.
Well, tell the real story.
You snuck in his room?
So we get, being the international man of mystery that he is, as we check in last night to the hotel, unbeknownst to him, I'm trying to see what room number he's in because he doesn't like to share those type of things.
No, which is just odd.
I'm a private man.
He spilled it at the bar last night. He slipped up.
Yeah, so the guy, the guy that was checking us in gave him his room key, and he goes, well, he's right next to you. And I was like, gotcha. So we walk up. We get off the elevator. I walk into my room, and I undo the key, and I open the door, and he comes in. I go, all right, dude, this is where we part ways. Like, get the hell out of here. He lets the door shut. It's completely dark in my room. And he's
what did I say that I don't want to repeat.
Now
so the door shuts, it's completely dark. He's trying to find the light switch, and I finally just said, take your pants off.
Now the question is, did Bert and Ernie
Then I left.
Did Bert and Ernie leave the room open between the door open between the rooms?
Probably. Well, it turns out we're not next to each other.
We're not.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Maybe across from each other or something.
No, he's I'm a nine, he's a one.
I'm not confirming or denying what my room number is.
Well, tomorrow we will be here at Tampa Joe's. So if you're back in the cold of Philadelphia, be here in the warmth with us. We're going to have a party tomorrow with Philly Sports Trips. We will be here at 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. You join the virtual party right with us tomorrow on the Fanatic after Anthony does a show from 12 to 3 at Parks Casino. So you got plenty of time to be ready and hang out with that. So it's going to be a fun time. So if you're heading down today, if you're at the airport, by the way, what fine hospitality yesterday at Chickie's at Gate E.
Oh, very nice. Phenomenal.
I want to thank our friends at Chickie's.
Man, Dante's a smart man listening to this show.
Our guy Dante just...
Dante!
Doing the Lord's work, I would say.
And thanks to everybody here at Tampa Joe's.
Tampa Joe's.
Phenomenal.
This is going to be such the place to be tomorrow.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah. All you got to do is simple. It's a simple Google search. Forget duck. You know, you don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. Just go in Tampa Joe's. You get here. You hang out with us. We'll have a great time from 3 to 5 after Anthony's show. And I understand Anthony's like, look, we got to do some crossover.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're going to hook up a little bit early.
There's nobody more exciting and get you ready for a playoff game than Anthony Gargano.
No.
You know, and I've told the story before. When the Eagles were in the postseason and I did not live in town, Anthony was the lifeline. As far as if I just wanted to have the feel-good build up to the game.
Pumped.
And I love how Anthony's callers... I love how they will call out family members, best friends, and everything, and ridicule them.
Sure.
That's always one of my favorite parts of Cuz Radio, is the bullying. The bullying part of it always just is the greatest appeal. So be sure to remember, support life-saving cancer research. Join us and our generous partner, Pierce Phelps Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. Make a donation today to the American Association for Cancer Research at 975thefanatic.com/AACR. Cancer research saves lives. We've got sunshine. We have palm trees. We've got the Eagles and the Bucks. We got a tailgate party tomorrow here at Tampa Joe's. It is going to be an amazing night. We got Burns for dinner tonight. It's going to be a great time. Have a great Friday, everybody. Do not turn that dial from 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a blessed weekend, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.